Blog Talk Radio.
On deck, 5FC Black Moon on deck, was good, chillin'.
Check this out, man, Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Dipole Radio.
My name is Fat Sean, for those who don't know, I want to shout out Dipole Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down by Law, X-Clan, get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Dipole Radio.
Shout out to Dipole Radio, the kid, Young Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Dipole Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyrus Smith. I'm cool with my man Dyer. Holding it down, Dipole Radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Dipole Radio.
Did you ever notice how in the Bible, whenever God needed to punish someone or make an example, or whenever God needed a killing, he sent an angel? Did you ever wonder what a creature like that must be like?
Would you ever really want to see an angel?
Y'all have been waiting for the angel of death, the album. We're about to take it to the Reggie Jones and the Reggie Jones. Featuring Elohim, Supreme, Rune D, my soul, my moon soul.
By this move exterior, you better run, get your superior. Be aware of the raps, we storm through your area. You hear me, you're dealing with brothers, you should be leery, yeah. Most definitely, ain't no coming next to me. My specialty, cooking them seeds in my recipe. Scrubby testing me, but ain't nothing I can't handle. Burning weed and candles, reading the book of Daniel. Scribing in my manual, all figures I ran through in this mantle. Forever slugging like a Mickey Mantle. Now for example, rush and get trampled. I cancel any nigga that's running substantial.
Triple R rated buckets down for dough, get down with rap skills and Mac Mills or Calico's. Rap to the bullets, you can't stop me now. I blaze that ass like a bullet, you can't copy how I do it. Weak niggas try to copy my grammar, take heads like Highlanders, Avengers and bystanders. Ain't no place that could ever compare. Got dirty South niggas screaming, how you do that there? Said he throwing up my set in your atmosphere. Wherever we at, we rap, nigga, we don't care.
Hey yo, I hate the bush and bubble, but we start mad trouble. Got him seeing in doubles, hardcore, never subtle. Blast off like a shuttle, come swift with my rebuttal. Cause it's real in the jungle, got niggas calling the huddle. See next on deck, be the angels of death. Better known as the reps, recognize and respect. Boy, I peep you, the screen means I got no equal. Hit him with Desert Eagle, so we won't make the sequel of the movie. To me, I shine like jewelry. I've been the rep truly since my days as a juvie.
Yo, what up now, y'all niggas straight butt now. So duck down, like the record label. Faggot niggas getting bucked down in Bucktown. My bloody rap niggas are ripped. You know my dog stay starving for them kibbles and bits. No riddles we hit, and niggas ain't doing me shit. Locking low, cock and squeeze, bust you dead in your hip. Embedded in shit, lead that ass dead in the ditch. Dirty Brownsville, it don't get no better than this. But hat in your bitch, find that ass slump to stiff. I leave my mark when I spark up the residue split. Mother.
Radio, what's happening, y'all? I missed everybody. I hope everybody had a good Father's Day weekend. You know what I'm saying? We've been definitely busy, busy, busy. Still trying to get these broadcasts out there. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely what we try to do every time, but just sometimes just, you know, I can only be in so many places, you know, at once. Or, you know, so, but, you know, definitely appreciate the support. You know what I'm saying? We got a great show. We got Supreme from the representatives coming in. You already know, and you talking, you know, everybody knows that my fans, my followers, that I'm a big boot camp fan and always have been. But talk about one of the deadliest groups out there. I mean, I don't even have to bring up boot camp or duck down or anything like that. The representatives is one of the deadliest groups that was out there. Lethal on the mic. Beats Classic, everything they did was just phenomenal. So we definitely going to chop it up with Supreme. We also got Ninth Prince from Killer Army touching down with us. We had to reschedule a little bit from last week, but like I said, we're going to make it happen. Dot4 Radio, we do it. And then we got DJ Babu, you know what I'm saying, stepping in. And obviously Dilated Peoples is making their comeback, you know what I mean. We have the new single out of them, Good Is Gone, produced by DJ Premier. So just a beautiful, beautiful show. You know, that's the way it goes down. You know, without further ado, though, I'm going to hop in these lines because they're already popping. I believe we got our first guest in the house, Supreme, Angel of Death. What's happening, homie? Welcome to Dot4 Radio.
Yo, thank you, brother. Thank you for having me, man. I'm chilling. Everything is wavy. You know how we do it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, you know, obviously, you heard the praises just a little bit earlier. You've been on the line for a second. But
yeah.
We're going to be going through some songs. I know, you know, we got the newest mixtape you done. We got some classics to play. We got all that, but, you know, to get right into the nitty-gritty, tell these people a little bit about how you started. And the reason I'm going to have you do it is because they're tired of me talking about boot camp. They hear about boot camp.
Yo, man, we started on the streets of Brooklyn, man, Brownsville, New York, you know, where it all started at. You know, got the big homies, Helter Skelter. Got, you know, Black Moon, Smith & Wesson. A lot of people might not know, like, Steel from Smith & Wesson is, like, my first cousin. You know, his brother, Top Dog from OGC, that's my family. So we've been a musically inclined group of individuals for a long time, you know, just running the streets, man, trying to do something positive with ourselves. And we found, you know, music, man, to get us out of trouble, at least for the most part. So that's how we kind of came together, you know. A lot of us went to school with each other. A lot of us just know each other from the hood. But then, like I said, some of us is actually blood relatives, man. So you know how it is. We click up, man. That's where the boot camp click came from. We click like the pieces together, you know what I'm saying, to make one unit.
Yep. Triple R rated, but we form a square, homie. You know
that? You already know. Triple R. Rock and the reps. You know what I'm saying? The big homies.
That's what's up. Now, you know, I've been blessed. I've had a lot of the click on here, and you know, just ridiculously, you know, bucket list for me on every single one of them. But so I'm going to ask you one of the same questions I actually asked all of them, because it's important, and it has a lot to do with your guys' success that you had, and even you personally. How were you able to I guess the word would be stay so independent? Because when I think of successful independent artists, I think of all you guys. You know
right.
what I'm saying? You didn't have to change your lane. You didn't have to change your style. Although, you know, OGC was from Priority and this and that, you guys still had your clique bound together, you know, blood
right.
by honor, if you will. But how
right.
do you think you guys found successful? Because there's not even groups, Supreme. Nowadays, you don't even see rap groups at all. You see, you know,
yeah, you don't.
The dude
Everybody
with a couple of his homies on stage.
Yeah.
Guys, there's nothing.
I think, man, for the most part, what it is I think a lot of people, you know, want to be in the forefront. And, you know, some people can't take, like, other individuals being on their level, whether they supposed to be their man, their family, their friend, or whatever. You know, a lot of dudes say that they, you know, they want you there. They try to bring their homies up for the ride. But I think if you're not... If they're not under you, then a lot of dudes' egos get involved, and they can't handle that. So when dudes start seeing success, you know, and it's not them, then they kind of, you know, I don't know, by hook or by crook, it's some type of sabotagery going on in there. Then, you know, it's always a debauchery where groups wind up falling apart. And a lot of that has to do with hate and envy, and a lot of it actually has to do with money, too, you know. As we know, money, the root of all evil, as they say. So it's a variety of different things. Man, I think we stayed together because, like I said, we didn't come together primarily. I mean, some of us did, very few of us, but we didn't come together primarily to do music. A lot of us was running around in the streets. Now, I mean, like, dudes was banging in the streets, like, literally, like from high school and junior high school era. Like, we knew each other. Brownsville is a rough community. Like, I don't know if a lot of the listeners out there might know, you know, on the East Coast, it's similar to how Compton or, you know, it would be on the West Coast. And, you know, a hood is a hood. You know what I'm saying? It's everywhere. So if you could relate to any hood, whatever hood you from, then you could imagine the worst of the worst. That's where we came from. So when you go through that fire, it kind of forges you, man, and you build a bond that is kind of unbreakable, man. And music is just one aspect of what we do. So it's not what defines us as a family and as, you know what I mean, as individuals either. So that time, like, that doesn't break us down, like, you know what I mean? And that gives each individual it's their opportunity to do their own thing individually and still come back, you know what I'm saying, and not have to worry about, you know, this dude is, you know, he's going off on his own and he's not a part of us anymore, this, that, and the third. That's not even an issue, you know what I'm saying? So that's never been a problem, and that's why we basically, like I said, that's why we the clique. You know what I mean?
Yep. No, I get you. And uniquely, too, I have to say, everybody was their own individual in the group.
Yeah.
From everybody. But when you heard it, you knew what it was. You're like,
right.
Oh, yep, that's going to be them. Where did you think you found a lot of your style from when you rap? Because your line after line is so direct. Like, it's almost like a punchline every single bar. Usually people end the, like, second bar with the punchline. Where do you think you formulated a lot of that style from?
A lot of that style come from emulating dudes that was lyrically crazy in my era. Like, you know, the usual suspects like Rakim, KRS, Big Daddy Kane, like G-Rap, besides the dudes in my clique, because that's a given. But those are the dudes, like, when you heard them, you know, the Nas's, but even before Nas, you know what I'm saying? Like, Lost, Tragedy, Kadhafi, like, these dudes that were lyrically inclined that when you hear them, it made you want to go sit down and write a rhyme, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have that feeling from a lot of these cats no more. I'm from none of them, really. I mean, for the most part, anyway. Like, I don't hear something and be like, dang, yo, I got to go write. And that
I completely agree with you. The classes are gone to me. But, you know, but again, we kind of to touch on what I just said, how uniquely you guys, individuals, you know, were able to succeed. You know, you knew that the next single that you were going to have or whatever you were doing needed to sound not necessarily different, but, you know, have substance, sound unique. But to find success, it was from being sounding different. You know, now I say this on every show. We're in an era where you're successful by sounding by that last single,
exactly.
And even
copying
exactly.
Mm-hmm. I call it microwave music, man. Like, it's fast food, but in the music, like, they did it how Ford Motors and all that did it, except they doing it on a musical level. Like, they created they found a formula that they feel works, but it works for the corporation. It works for the record company. So, this, you know what I mean? Like, they microwave these individuals. And you know, they here today and going tomorrow, but, you know, there's always somebody willing to take that place. And they basically carbon copies of each other, so you never really miss the dude that was out the last time, because the dude that took his place sound exactly like him. Like, there's no individuality, and it's really, like, it's not cool nowadays to even be individual, you know what I'm saying? And that's the sign of the times, I think, and that's bigger than music itself. Like, that's something that has to do with the core and the fabric of our society and what we're going through right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it art imitates life, and so I think on the musical level, we're just reflecting what's going on a bigger scale. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, in our era, it was good. You had to sound different. Like, if you sounded like somebody, you came out with somebody, you was going to get laughed at the game. You was going to be called a biter. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's none of that no more. Like, it's
bottles
total,
thrown at
total
you if you're
opposite.
Trying to.
It's the total that's opposite.
What, yeah, that's what's up. So go on to bigger and better things. Although I had to bring up a little bit of the past because I think it affects, you know, just like what
we're gotta tie it all together. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tie. But what's new with you nowadays, man? I'm excited. I got some new tracks. Got some old tracks. But what's happening with you right now? I know you talked to you last week or whatnot. You're working on your album. Can you speak a little bit about that?
Yeah, the album I'm working on right now is called Odes of a Street Disciple. I'm kind of taking it back to when concept albums existed, you know what I mean, trying to stay within one lane for the whole album. And it's basically, again, going back to the retro feeling of, you know, taking it back to the streets not so much where we talking about just like, you know, the debauchery of selling drugs and this, that, and the third. It's putting it into a more of a poetic context, like of an Iceberg Slim or like a Donald Goins, where you're trying to weave these stories. But these stories is more or less coming from my perspective and how I see it, and so how I paint the picture of my life and the lives of individuals around me. And it's kind of dealing with the angst of being, feeling like you're trapped in, you know, the ghetto, or not being able to get out, and just poverty. And, you know, you see these opportunities and these chances. Some may be legit, some may not be so legit, but you kind of like the angst of dealing with, like, what do I do now? How do I get out of this, you know, this situation I'm in? How do I make it better? How do I be at peace if I can't get out? You know what I'm saying? Like, how do I be at peace with the situation or this, this level of existence that I'm forced to dwell in? And that's kind of what the album is particularly about. You know what I'm saying? It's only 10 cuts, and you know, I mean, I mix it with some rap foolery in there too, but for the most part, you know, it gotta be entertaining, but for the most part, that's what the sentiment of the album is, you know what I'm saying? So I'm hoping that when cats hear it, that they get that vibe from me, you know what I'm saying? You're able to sit back and really listen to it track by track and really, like, into my world, you know what I'm saying? Which is what I don't think a lot of albums don't do that, you know what I'm saying? You get, like, one or two cuts, and there's no continuity in it, so I want to kind of bring that back. At least this is my attempt to do that, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully everybody get what I'm trying to put out there.
And I think it's important, though, because I think a little bit that has to do with, you know, no concept albums is people can preview it on iTunes.
Yeah.
And so when you listen to the first 30 seconds of the song and have to decide whether you want to buy it, I think
right.
people want everything to just sound like a single. You know, okay,
right.
buy this one,
exactly.
I want to buy this one. But that's not the way albums were constructed, even before Rakim and everything. We're talking, you know, classical overtures to
right.
blues
exactly.
to anything. I mean, these mm-hmm. albums were constructed, you know,
exactly.
piece by piece to conceptually come together.
Exactly.
And so I think it's perfect time. I know I'm excited. I'm gonna go into a little bit of music real quick. We got some callers
okay.
starting to line up. You know what I'm saying? We sitting here chilling with Supreme,
yep.
one of the best to ever do it.
Oh, Doc. Man, cut it out.
They're gonna see after this little mix. We're gonna do this real quick. BCC
right.
in the house, Brownsville in the house, you know what I'm saying? Hip hop in the house. Let's go, Dotful Radio.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Supreme. Yeah. Mr. Perfect. Uh-huh. We in the building. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Check it. Uh-huh. Yo, fake thugs get no love, I'm here to take what's mine. Don't put the glove, put my weight on them and break they spine. I'm divine, my mind from another place and time. Got a crazy grind, doing what it takes to shine. Right rhyme, kicking with ease, ain't a nigga sicker than me. My thoughts travel at ridiculous speeds, I'm gifted indeed. At ease when I spit my degree, wicked with these and tone touch 50 and C's. Skates and sketty, yeah, spit it way too heavy. Pop like a shot from the Negro, new webby. Aim and steady, I told all your lanes already. I flame the desert, get jetty, leave your brain spaghetti. That's what it's doing, the flip and lift you out of your shoes, battering bruise and unloading ratty your screws from out of the blue. Niggas couldn't count on my moves, devouring dudes ain't even in my power to lose. Yo, it's on again, yes, through storming in. Angels of death, bitch, born a friend. Told you that niggas can't stop me, I was born to win. These little pro two gangsters under your percent, and I'm about to let it fall on them, declare war on them. These motherfuckers about to make me lay my palms on them. You better forewarn them, my soldiers are swarm on them. Unload the falls on them, till I have to call on them. I'm tired of all these rap wankster kids, they don't even got a clue what real gangster is. I'm from the Ville, the place where real gangsters live. Running your crib, duct tape your whiz, making cats retire, cash and fire, blast to that ass expire. Come strapped in all black attire, rap messiah, perhaps of my raps inspires. Hip hop, new crack supplier, huh?
Yeah, word up, man. Word up, man. There's a lot of niggas out there. Niggas pulling gas and all that shit. I know we Magnum Force and all of that. We run with OGCs and shit. We'll fuck your ass up, too. Word up, Bummy Jab, Mr. Perfect, equals perfect jab, word is bomb. This whole shit's play, like Jordache and Sassoon, 2 million time, they all act out like baboons, or me with no drawers on, the way my pants droop. Bang to your equilibrium, you physically dismantled.
Batting down the hatchet, I mastered the slow, I crafted it, beyond sight, coming out fights with no scratches, select factors, knock the world off its axis, supreme means the lastest level, you can't pass.
to knock shit out the devilish. Pumble death of it. My ring got ice, you can have some. For your glass, your Bloody Mary ain't that bad, son. Jab the one man riot starter, tell your dad to come. When I get the snuffin', boy, you wish you had a gun. Having fun yet? Mr. Perfect, the one who says who get hurt next. Suplex and all of you girls.
You got nowhere to run to. I'm a hunter like a Fonda. Smoke you like Fonda. Leave you in mourning like Alonzo. Coming for your head, honcho. He in my range, ain't nothing changed, Duke. If you can't stand the ring, you better wear a poncho. Run through your crew pronto. Crush you like nachos. Yeah, you act macho. But you're zero from the cops. Those supreme is nacho. Ordinary type of guy. When I get hyper, I burn that ass like all types of lies.
Alright. Maybe I'm not the best, but I'm one of them. See these whack cats think they nice. We make fun of them.
Cause running them back to they blocks for reinforcement. I stay flossing. You bring your crew, I bring the four.
I move like a rook straight at ya. And drop mad niggas with one punch. Usually that one. Left to right, my shit is marvelous like Marvin Hagler. Stagger a devil saying go the fuck
it's
back to Africa.
Jazz, I break dudes in half. Just flash on your staff if you don't know the math.
Call them perfect.
I bring shit they can't fathom. Since the hurt shit, it ain't worth it for me. Jab since the dab and since the days of Adam. Before Eve hit the strip, it was predicted for me to bring some shit like
that
this.
Bad.
But now we gotta
that
bring about
bad.
Terror. I'm about cheddar. They call me Mr. Perfect cause I'm simply without error.
Perfecto.
You couldn't weather my endeavor. I'm too clever. Don't ever bring it to my square queer. You know better. And if you creep up, prepare to meet the grim reaper. Appearing in your nightmares, fucking your sleeper.
BDJ call me Balboa. Swan call me Rockola. Hola for ya. Reach out and punch nothing like a Motorola. On a page, I'm old as hoe. I call a paper. You make all the dough. But anyway, I play a boa any day. You know what? I may just take you over. My way just to get your face up your nose buzzed. CK, you show ya straight up. Don't fuck around, burn cats like my name was Coca-Cola. Wait up, hold up, don't make a nigga roll up. Take ya, shine, leave you swole up. But with the taser, something smacked out your mouth. So blow up a hater. Do your dirty MP now, stands for make a pay, bruh.
I'm rude, a few dudes that come late on they dudes. Bring bad news like a baby in they terrible tools. You did what, the who? Use the story, yeah, like the Waldorf. Niggas get hauled off, suplex the maggots like I'm Paul Waldorf.
Fuck your cornballs, they're coming from another angle completely. My theory is, can none of y'all faggot niggas beat me. This stuff so stupid you may curse your dad. It's his fault, he should have warned you about the perfect jab. Motherfucker. Word up, nigga. We will knock you straight the fuck out. All y'all niggas who act like y'all want it, y'all gonna get it, nigga. Word up. Ha, this is the perfect jab. Fuck with this, boy, you'd rather curse your dad. Ha, this is the perfect jab. Step to this, boy, you'd rather curse your dad. Don't be fucking with this here. Perfect jab, you'd rather curse your dad. Worst luck you ever had. Time that, time four. Triple at like odds. And we form a square and whoop your monkey ass from here to there. Word is Bon Jovi. Huh. We will fuck you up. Word up. MFC.
In the place to be with the perfect jab. I got Supreme in the house. You already know how it goes down. Them bars are still just so incredibly lethal. And I know Perfect Jab, that's from a little bit ago, but we played, you know, off your latest mixtape. I mean, you ain't lost nothing, homie. I mean, and not saying that you had, but it's just, it's so refreshing. You know what I'm saying? Because there is not a lot of substance out there, like we just talked about.
Right. Absolutely right. And it's hard. Trying to motivate yourself to even, you know, want to stay in the game. So it becomes a point where you have to kind of like, you know, kind of like battle yourself and be like, yo, I'm not in it for like the accolades. I'm not in it for the monetary rewards. If those things come, that's great. But at the end of the day, it's shit I got to get off my chest. And that regardless by hook or crook, whether it's just me listening to it, I have to express myself lyrically in order for me to feel like I'm, it's just a way for me to, it's an outlet basically, you know what I'm saying? And without that, I don't really know what I would do and how it would function, you know what I'm saying? So this is how I know how to do it. So, you know, we stay sharp, luckily by the grace of God, you know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, everybody, I don't think everybody is on it like that. But I would like to feel that all the ones that inspire me are on it like that. You know what I'm saying? I hope the ones that's coming under me that I'm inspiring is on it like that. You know what I'm saying? So as long as we keep it like that, hip-hop will never die, will never go anywhere, because the underground is always around. You know what I'm saying? We always been underground. Hip-hop never needed no mainstream, nothing to exist. So before radio, before all the accolades and all that other crap came along, hip-hop was always there because the streets is where it came from. So as long as that element is remaining, it can never die. You know what I'm saying? So it's always in my heart, man, because this is where I come from. So this is how I represent it. It's the only way I know how to do it.
Absolutely. And key word, represented, the representatives. but I got to ask, too, I mean, with that, obviously, like you talked about, you know, the relation with boot camp and everything like that, but when did you personally, like even if you didn't know anybody, when did you know you wanted to rap?
I'll
explain it a little bit, too. Because, you know, we're from an era where you didn't always just listen to hip-hop. You know, we grew up listening to records, whether it was soul or,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Funk,
James
or, you know,
Brown,
all sorts of
yep.
different.
Mm-hmm.
So when did you say, hey, you know what, this is what I want to do? And I know that's a tough question because of who, you know, you were raised with and just, you know, just
yeah.
in that general sense, there's a lot of artists from that area that molded this game. But, yeah, you know, when did you know that this was for you?
When I knew I wanted to be actually in the game, like, I always been musically inclined. Like, when I was in junior high school, I was in, like, the chorus and all that. You know, I was vocally blessed, too, so I used to sing and all of that. And I kind of always was on the stage, so I think, like, I always was writing little vignettes and, like, you know, before I knew what 16 bars was, I always putting together words and lyrics, like, so I think what did it for me, to be honest with you, and it might be funny because when I say it, it's funny to me thinking about it, and a lot of people probably laugh, but, like, when I saw Crush Groove and LL kicked the door open, you know what I'm saying, and he kicked it. My radio, believe me, you like it loud. I'm the man with the box that can rock the crowd. It was dope to me. Like, I'm like, yo, like his demeanor, his rhymes was ill at the time. Like, and he was one of the youngest MCs in the game. So my motivation was to be I wanted to be the youngest MC in the game, for real. Like, I wanted to be, I'm like, yo, if he could do it, and he was probably like 16, 17 at that time, even though he looked like a grown-ass man. That kind of motivated me, like, yo, I could do it too, like, young dudes could do it, like, even my first rap name, I used to call myself the Young and Educated Rapper, you know what I'm saying, so, yeah, man, like, that far back, like, but I think I probably was rhyming or writing rhymes somewhat in some fashion even before then, but when I saw that, that made me want to be in the music business, like, of making records. Like, I wanted to do that. Watching that movie, I think that inspired me. I'm sure it inspired a lot of other people, too, but LL particularly, I could say that he was probably one of my first rap idols, you know what I'm saying? And if not for nothing else, he was dope lyrically at the time. You know what I'm saying? Before all the cool, smooth girl stuff he started kicking, which I ain't knocking, I don't hate. That's his lane. That's cool. But, he was lyrically ferocious at that time, and he was just one of the youngest dudes in the game. So that was a double motivation for me. You know what I'm saying? So I think that, as far as I'm concerned, that I can remember, that's probably my earliest influence in wanting to be in the game and wanting to be a rapper. You know what I'm saying?
We talk about all the time with LL that I say it on the show too. I was like, LL's one of the dopest to do it. You know, regardless of what you're hearing now, mm-hmm. he's still got it. Trust me, if he had it once, he's still got it. He's just, you know, he's doing his thing. I know he's acting and everything now, but some of that, like what you're talking about now, that vintage LL, I mean,
mm-hmm.
masterpieces, absolute
exactly.
lyrical masterpieces. You know, but the thing is too, it's funny you say, you know, with the LL. My brother and I, rest in peace, my brother, we grew up kind of imitating the Angels of Death. Like, we
wow.
always had a plan, like, if we were going to do our first album, it was going to sound like the Angels of Death. And,
that's an honor, man, a word.
No, for real. Well, you know, but again, I was tightly, you know, like, threaded into boot camp when everyone else was all over Wu-Tang and this, and not taking anything against Wu-Tang, but I was all about boot camp. You know what I'm saying? I was all about this. So when we found artists like you, it kind of reminded him of us. You guys had that young sound.
Exactly.
You know, you guys sounded young. And me and my brother Mike were like, yo, like, we can do this, homie. Like, listen, these dudes are ridiculous, and look at what they're doing, and duh. So I just had to flip that a little bit because
that's the same motivation that got me. Like, that's what drew me in, was the fact that I felt like I could really relate to this guy. Like, he's from where I'm from. He's speaking what I'm speaking, and he's young like me. So there's hope, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could do it. So I understand, I can relate, and that's a high honor, my G. Like, I appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? You know, because a lot of people ain't really, was never really up on the reps, you know what I'm saying, the Angels of Death album. So every time I hear somebody really, like, especially diehard, that really was,
I'm
like,
I'm diehard
no.
for it, man. That's why we die for it, man.
Amazing to me sometimes. Word.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
I appreciate it.
We thank you, though, because, you know, even with this platform, and big shout-out to my man Todd Davis and everything I'm trying to do with my own music personally, Die For Radio, The Hype Magazine, everything we got going, I mean, I can attribute to a few albums, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, you know, Black Moon, your guys' album Nocturnal. These are things that molded me as not just a artist, I mean, as a person,
as
you know, molded my
artist.
Life, taught me things.
Right. And that's real. That's real. Like, and that's what's missing. Like, then this is what I'm talking about, trying to bring back that. Like, because, like, we, even though it was rap and even though we, you know, we kick, like, to the average head, we kicking nonsense. But to people who from where we from and could take the life lessons that we actually spit in the gems that we putting forth there, whether we doing it consciously or subconsciously, that is what hip-hop is about to me. That's what real hip-hop is about. It's like we're, it's like how, you know, like they wrote books back in the day, like Machiavelli, like, you know, they wrote that for a specific person, like people who were becoming or coming into, like, kingdom or kingship or a certain type of life style, you know what I'm saying? So rap, in the sense, or hip-hop, true hip-hop, is the same thing. It's like a rite of passage for dudes from where we from, no matter what part of the globe you from. Like, if you can understand the pain and the hunger and the angst and the, you know what I'm saying, all of that come with living in, you know, in a city, then, you know, that was what it was all about, you know what I'm saying, passing that on and having people that could relate to that, and then, you know, keeping it going, you know what I'm saying, and, like, that's what it's about, you know what I'm saying? Everything else is a bonus. The fact that we was able to take hip-hop globally and it became commercially viable, like, I don't knock dudes for being, like LL, for instance, we were just talking about, like, when dudes figure out the politics in it and then they start being political with it, I don't hate them for it. I don't knock them for it. That's what you do. Like, some people are purists and want to keep it pure, and some people want to play the game. I'm saying everybody's not equipped to play the game, and everybody's not equipped to keep it pure. So everybody play their own role, stay in your pocket, and we keep this going. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is.
And here we are in 2014. Talk about keeping it going. You know, I mean,
exactly.
It's just a beautiful thing. Well, I mean, I really appreciate you blessing us with your time. I'm
Thank
in the city,
for,
so we're about to hear some for a second. But
that's all good.
But no, I really appreciate taking the time, and big shout out to my man Todd Davis, because every time we talked about, I mean, and we've had everybody, but we've had 2/3 of Black Moon, we've had, you know, half of Helta, we've had Starang just about 2 weeks ago, we had you know, Smith and Wesson, we had Rusty, you know, we've had a whole conglomerate, and every time we talked about it, we're even talking to the end of last year, I'm like, you know, we got to get a hold of Supreme, and he was like, yeah, I got it, and then, you know, everything gets caught up, so I was glad we was finally able to catch up with you, because it was definitely something we needed to do, and obviously me and you could be talking and trying to get some things working.
Yeah, man.
But I really appreciate your time and rocking out for my listeners.
You already
now that,
know,
now
man.
They can hear me shut up about it and just start playing your music on my website.
All right, man. It's always a blessing. I appreciate the opportunity. And, man, just look out for that new stuff and look out for the Dialansky Supreme project that's coming soon. That song we working on. You know what I'm saying? Gotta yep. plug that.
About to go down. Hey, before I let you go, let me get a Die 4 Radio drop from you real quick.
Yo, this is your boy, Supreme the Elohim, one half of the representatives, 113 for the boot camp click, rocking it all day, all night with my boy Dia Lansky, Die Hard Radio, baby. You know how we do it, from BCC to the worldwide situation, and that's how it's going down, baby. Peace.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I gotta, you know what? I gotta take him back real quick. Something that this is obviously came out after Nocturnal, and you know I already knew who everything was. But when I heard this right here, I about blew a gasket, homie. So big shout out to you. We're gonna be talking. I really appreciate your time. And anytime you have anything going too, you need to hop on the air for a few minutes or
okay.
anything like that, man. Just let us know. I mean, and again, obviously, me and you're gonna be talking, but
okay.
just from a media standpoint, we hold it down for our guests, not just for one show. So anytime
man,
you guys, you know, want to drop or just talk about, you know, a video that's coming, anything like that, don't hesitate to reach out and we'll make it happen.
I will definitely do that, brother.
That's what's up. Until then, this is Die 4 Radio with Supreme. You already know how it goes down. Y'all better watch your step. Come on.
Peace.
Excuse me. I'll be the poetry man that was sent here by the WWBCC fan club. You called the number 1-900, get the boot, and you asked, requested, what is the world coming to? How come nature hasn't changed us? How come we haven't learned so many things that rearrange our brains, make us think insane? See, we were sent here on a mission of a signal, of a tune that was sent, that was broadcast across the planet Earth, so to let you know, open your eyes, realize, rest.
You watch your step, baby.
Watch where you walk.
When it's time for some action,
you have some talk.
That first step to duty.
Watch where you walk.
When it's time for action,
heads don't talk.
Check this, I press this nigga next on my checklist. Get restless, bring it with your breath, undetected. It gets hectic when these reps run through your set, bitch. No diggy, sue me, bring it to cruise, a 50 to your B. Niggas that make it shitty in your city. My sound simply pounds, leaving your grounds empty. You just can't convince me that you got what it takes to swim in the tank. The sharks become bait, face 5'8". Inches are better, however, Supreme means I bring things you can't measure. Bring bad weather, like Strang, Louis, and D.O. See, we blow motherfuckers to rubbish like we
know to be triple R-rated, but get down for dough. Two of the first to hit the scene and the last to go. Move slow if you got the heart to get laid by the double one Mac. When you react and get laid, leave your back sprayed. Attack face, turn your nats gray. Move your monkey ass for a let this fucking gap play. Melodies that'll mash your mainframe to bring forth an understanding of why these two niggas came. Get your body stained. My shotty's plain, far from complex. Been trained by guerrilla soldiers, guards, and the non-vet. The bomb threat has yet to be confirmed. Should've learned that we debo these cats like big words.
Watch your step, baby.
Watch where you walk.
When it's time for action,
yo, these reps don't talk.
At first that's a doozy.
So watch where you walk.
When it's time for some action,
girl, heads don't talk.
Alright, here goes the submission holder. MC folder, scold ya. Supreme team teams rock the boulders. Guess I should've told ya. We bomb crews like Oklahoma. Don't come any closer. Leave those creepers sleeping in comas. Playtime's over. Draw your toaster from your holster. Roast ya, then watch your fall. Like October, it gets colder than January. Should've ran already. Too late, crews break, cause they still ain't ready. Ain't steady, defeat the weak who speak petty. I sting you with Ling Wu sharp like a machete. Prepare to meet your maker. Won't hesitate to break a snake up. Born crews like Arnold and Alan.
These rebels are dissatisfied. So many dead, so many battle cries. So many things that changed. So many niggas tried to end we, cause envy has taken over. So many fake thugs, so many slugs, this shit gets older. As I got older, had plans to roll like a boulder and flip the whole set. Plus catch wreck for all my soldiers. I fumble a well nigga, the shells who have to tumble before I get locked and blow the spot like Ryan Gumbel. Prepare to rumble, we serving justice. Now must this nigga get open like a leak head with a dust flip. Now fuck this, these reps are anointed to crush it. When I touch it, I make this shit more spicier than mustard.
Hold on. Fashion punk niggas got dick in their mouth. With a Bon Jovi, ain't none of y'all boys bad. Y'all all ass. Word, so watch your step, baby.
Watch where you walk.
When it's time for some action,
yo, these
that first, that's the music.
Watch
when it's time for action, watch your step, baby.
Watch where you walk.
When it's time for action, that first, that's the music.
Watch where you walk.
When it's time for some action,
watch
your Bon Jovi.
Watch out,
y'all.
Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all.
ABC. Don't use the dot so intuitively. We be the AOD from the BCC. Don't use the dot so intuitively.
So watch your step,
watch your step. Watch where you walk.
Watch where you walk.
Watch where you walk.
Watch where you know.
Watch
where you walk.
Watch where you walk.
Watch your step.
I move defies the laws of physics. I travel through dimensions writing rhymes with the mystics. I reread the fabric of time to be specific. Maneuver through the universe, young, black, and gifted. Divine designs with the tachyon particles. Live from the trenches of Brooklyn, it's the original. Chemistry unaltered by synthetic chemicals. Blessed with the power of God, delete your physical. Difficult time, only further strengthen the spiritual. Air is crystal clear, I fear no individual. No first in every line that I rhyme, I'm immersed. The soul of soldier from the birth to the earth. Study the verse, my work so superb it's a curse. My mind extremely sharp when I think my head hurts. If I keep killing the flow, I'm afraid of the burst and the force to generate to destroy the universe. Matter help me explore the galaxy, time moving things with my rhymes, mental telepathy, chemicals combined with beats, advanced alchemy, math and science, master microphone wizardry, you're ahead of my time, futuristic technology, God in the physical form, anthropology, raw bloodline, divine genealogy, the word in the time before time, cosmogony, atomic energy flow, heterodoxy, most philosophy is hypocrisy, in the depth of the cosmos, I'm totally free, good thing I'm mostly water, cause life is a tree, here's a scoop, even in a lot of the truth, forget the roots, you know what it is by the fruits, I speak proof, the beast by biochemical suits, I'm afraid the heat I generate to melt the boot. Is average, but my spirit is colossal. 2,000 years, what I write will be the gospel. I'll send you the life like O2 through your nostrils. Riding lightning bolts, trading tales with apostles, saying do things that's deemed impossible. Master my realm, so in fact it's logical. Camel through the eye of the needle, improbable. Feast for your ears and the flavor delectable. Orgasmic voice, but it's far beyond sexual. Borderline mystical, baffled or intellectual. Dissect your signs to the last molecule. So electric, my brainwave is measured in joules. The flow, intoxicating like a gallon of booze. Universal, law and order, reinstate the rules. Fate is what you make it, be wise when you choose. This rhyme, a landmine, blow you out your shoes. Solo flip. Because the sun don't freeze.
Yo, this is the Mechadon CEO Smooth and you on Die For a Radio, baby. Holla at me.
What's up, y'all? This is the RASKASS, saying that from the West, taking it to your fucking chest like breath, and you are now tuned into Die For a Radio. You know what it is. Right now, this is A-Plus from the Mighty Hieroglyphics, the Soldier Mischief crew. From now till infinity, we on Die For a Radio. Check it out. Anytime you can speak your mind and hear some hip-hop from a head that's really going to tell you how it is. A-Plus in the house, 93 till infinity, Die For a Radio. Much love.
This is your boy, Pimp Type, MJ,
MJG, you hear me? Die for Radio.
Check it out, y'all. It's your boy Payne putting it down for the world famous MOP. One time.
Mic check one two. Check this out, man. Recognize the voice. This is them boys. Second Steel, Smith and Wesson. You listening to the number one station, Die for Radio.
Check it. This is your man, the original Dirty Rhymes Counter, J with the Damager. And you rocking right now, Die for Radio. You know what it is.
Die for Radio in the house. That right there was J. Rue the Damager. Y'all can catch his new album out right now. Man, iTunes, go get it, the hammer. That was that Solar Flares produced by Large Professor. Obviously, that's just... Man, we've been playing that for a while now since we had him on the show, and it still just highlights what we do here at Die for Radio. So be sure to hop on iTunes, J. Rue the Damager. It's never, ever going to steer you wrong when you pick up an album by my dude right there. So either way, well, we appreciate everybody tuning in. You know, if you want to chop it up with me, go ahead and press 1. You know what I'm saying? Anybody online that wants to call in, 646-200-4945 is the number. Press 1 if you want to speak to the host. Otherwise, I just let you sit there and chill out and listen to what we got going. You know what I'm saying? Got a lot of good things coming on. I was actually... before we got on the phone with Supreme right there, last Thursday when we were supposed to be on the air, I was actually at the E40 and Bone Thugs and Harmony concert. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my peoples out here that hooks stuff like that up. The Hype Magazine, DG, Music Scribe in the house all day. Got to do an exclusive interview with Bone Thugs and Harmony, all of them. Not one person was missing. They rocked a hell of a show. So you will see that interview coming very soon. Also, look out next week on the Die For production site, my interview with Stickman from Dead Prez. I know we got blessed with M1 on the show. Stickman actually has some great things going on. That's why he wasn't able to actually make the show. He does a lot of training. Everybody go look out rgbfitclub.com and check out what he's got going. Dead Prez are working on an album, getting stuff done. So, you know, we can look forward to all of that. You know, other than that, same old stuff around here. You know what I'm going to do a little Die For exclusive right now. You know what I'm saying? This is just fresh off the presses right here. Bars, J-Sos, Dyer, Lansky. We waiting for our guests to come in. The Ninth Prince, DJ Babu, Die For Radio. Come on.
You in the closet like Carrie Dean. Bars heavy, my mic Chevrolet in my dreams. Can't fuck with the team. Cream limousine, money can barely fit in my jeans. I'm a product of the problem, motherfucker, what's happening? Jay Dollar rap and die, fam, my ninja was cracking. Get it popping like you probably should. Probably in your hood, do a show with you. Used to ramen noodles, now we rhyming good. Big ninja on the big wheel. 40 cal, check your nugget, that's a big deal. Barbarically varying bar therapy. J to the S and D, new guard, Eric B. That's a bitch, I can't afford her. New life through my son drinking pH water. I'ma slaughter these rap bastards in random order. Baptize them in bloody the bath water. I'm a bad man, a jammer when it come to the mic. Better pray the gun don't jam up when them hollow takes light. The boy nice with the 1-2 slices. God gift to send a prayer, but it's missing. I'm hoping the boy forgiven.
See, I'm headed for the top of this iceberg. Just a typical nuclear strike, sir. Explosion with these nice words. Eat at your main nerve. No feeling, just some plain verbs. Let's do the mathematics. Add him up and shake this game. A true spirit. Yo, this music I can really feel it. Resurrect the essence through my presence like the Holy Spirit. Cataclysmic, but I represent it for the sick and twisted. Stay amongst the given every time that I send transmission. Breaker 1-9 to the fucking 4. I've been had rhymes galore since mom smoked in grocery store. Linking in my system 100 times before I ever wrote this down, so now it's time for verbal war. Catch the knowledge and peep the truth in existence. My sentence gets an entrance amongst the masses for instance. Die For Radio productions and the business. It all comes together, unified, so don't forget this. Far spit amongst the sick. Yes, my team relentless. I pledge allegiance to the game to never leave me sitless. I'm bound to die to holler and follow back like a Twitter scholar. Doing what I'm doing is not for like there's no tomorrow.
What up, Rocky? We had him, cub. Yeah. Sucker niggas, come on. We hit the corner, nigga. Let's suck a nigga, come on. wish, but I gotta get bread for an exit. Get dressed off a new check, 10K to the neck, bitch. Hoes on me, diamonds like solid foes on me, no hoes, homie. Keep yapping, I come back, shut your shit down like Kobe, homie. Real shit, I'm built with a field clip, and I will spit and shoot it out with the pick if I'm caught on some ill shit. G'd up, no ease up, like trees up till I'm gone. Got three sluts and they eat up my D all the way home. Niggas lurking, I be smirking. Pussy niggas wanna play, okay, K, probably catch you while I'm putting work in. Pop you in your face, okay, K, action got my can of jerking. Stop me, nigga, no way, AKK, piece of B when G's come, nigga, better stay out my way, AKK, meditate for you, levitate on your tomb, my death, fuck KKKK.
I'd rather fuck with the paper. No, I roll with the heat, but no, I fuck with the Lakers. I say my toolie, my toolie, my toolie. Go to the movies, my toolie. Stay with the nigga, even if in jacuzzis. And I don't trust no bitch. I don't fuck with the niggas. Just know my team way colder. On my neck is Jehovah. Hold up, niggas, me and my Rovers. Yeah, we flip over Rovers. Got that old school paper. It was counted by Moses. I'm on my JetBlue shit. Fly, crippin', get flyer. Got that cocaine white to get you high as Mariah. And I don't get nicked by the cannon. On the grind like a tool of that red thing outside. Call that bitch Ferris Bueller. Just know I'm fucking with Cassius. Me and all of my basses. And we ain't giving no passes. All we do is get active. I'm on my West Coast shit. Like I'm OG Ice Cube. But Snoop Dogg, tell these other niggas they're RuPaul.
Make fingertips numb. Now you feel no pain. Put my heart on the drum. I leave a stain in the booth when I'm vibing off one. Feel me how I get at it. Most don't even have it. Talk like winners will never be average. Mind on what drive. Section for the baggage. Paying attention till you start to see the magic. Magic, magic, magic.
The magic. on. Wave of the wand makes many men go on. This ain't no card trick, look what them kings been doing. Stay top in the city where I grind and grew. Underground little soldier, but what I'm to do? But be high is, talk biz over beers. It's quite a lengthy gap between us and our peers. Chest out, shoulders back, when you're facing your fears. You chose the right place, see the magic is here.
Reign over the kingdom of disaster. Rhythm gets smashed, fuck like the children of a pastor. Nigga, I'm bad luck, I'm misery, I'm your master. Making you hang it up like folks living in Alaska. I'm radiant, some are blinded by the sun, divine Damien. In the front lines of Egypt with the bloodline of an alien. I'm so defiant, the stone that broke Orion. Stone flow tyrant, hold the belt of Orion. I throw with giants, the globe try to spit. Ghost lager and mo lava. The old father of flows, there's no one that goes harder. I'm the Al-Qaeda style writer, death sentence provider. A lifer behind these bars, get caught in my lines of fire and expire. I'm the devil's pitchfork in the road. I'm torturing your soul, so you sell it for a fortune of gold. The fortune's foretold, we all die, so live life to the fullest. Live by the gun, die by the bullet, by the knife slicing your gullet. Pharaoh,
too blind to see the light, I envision blackness. Live by the bloody hatchet, die from the dusty ratchet. Back from the lake of fire with my halo broken. They want reality, so I give them a fatal dosage. Niggas acting real savage, but I barely notice. I'm headhunting, so I ain't trying to lose my focus. We the murderers, murderers, call the coroners, tell them to stop recording us. No more hoping them, box cutter open them. This is uncut opium for you to put your nose up in. Got them overdosing, head swelling, comatose and overseas. Zone coasting, body flowing in the ocean, Pharaoh.
Don't be trusting these rappers, look how poorly they acting. Only seen guns busted, Civil War reenactments. Yeah, we all took that class trip to Harrisburg or Gettysburg. So spare your words before you get embarrassed, nerd. Waiting for the day I'm catching you. You can have MMA fighters protecting you. Pussy, I'm still wrecking you. Your idol, the one you wish you could perform like. Drop classic albums, you can't even get one song right. A couple songs type, but not cause you speaking on them. It's cause the beat was banging, had dope features on it. It's reefer wanted, you got a rat spine, a chicken's heart, and a weasel stomach. What are you? You little hog, you. You fucking pig, I spit your wig, so what you on, kid? Dope or dog food? This ain't a warning, it's a promise, boy. Cause I'm your motherfucking daddy, and I won't raise a mama's boy. Blech.
Yeah, my family hates you, we wildin'. I was chillin', but then y'all propagated the problem. Let it wash over you, let you pray to the lion. If the father disrespect me, the baby is dying. What's gonna happen when the inmates rain the asylum? It ain't one of you motherfuckers crazy as I am. Killing you stupid motherfuckers is fish in the barrel. High priest of every temple, I am a pharaoh. Crypt the war child, the bow, I am the arrow. I get under your skin, Lord, I am the marrow. We could go gun for gun, battle for battle. We could go sun for sun, mine is a pharaoh.
I'll cry later, yeah. As you look at the sun. Live by the sword, you'll probably die by the gun. Now cry later, why you hanging your head? Plenty of time to answer to the angel of death. Now cry later, as you look at the sun. Live by the sword, you'll probably die by the gun. Now cry later, why you hanging your head? Plenty of time to answer to the angel of death.
I'd be saving more.
Ninth print.
If I was in LA.
Razzcast.
California.
Yes,
destined to be the illest alien in the West End. Bust out your chest, jump rope with your intestine. American Idol, no Ron C. Question. Eradicate testing and maintain your grave like a sexton. Sorry, I digressing. I'm an art changer when the flesh and Gabriel's best with an encore crest. Screaming, let's do this. Park like DMX when my dog's at a newness. So long as Noah's off 300 cubits, I stand on the square like 300 Rubik's. You bitch, this was meant to be. The plans of mice and men often go astray. Happy hip-hop Hanukkah. I'm in the ghetto with a Mitchell and Ness fitted yarmulke. I promise ya, I will 36 Chamberlain. So rappers still in danger then.
California dreaming.
From Shaolin to Killer Cali.
California dreaming.
From JFK to LAX. Word to Long Beach.
California dreaming.
From Watts to Compton.
Yo, I set it off like a relay, running a race like a shooting star racing through space. Solar systems controlled by my rhythm. Brain mechanism dies soon as I hit them. Blackberry holding my library. Gun laying under my pillow like a tooth fairy. Ready, willing, able. Snap like a gold cable. Or four legs on a wooden table. You should have stayed stable. No need for labels. I put holes in your chest like bagels. And take your cream cheese and jelly. Shooting my way out the beast belly. Niggas still talking. Now I'ma fuck that ass like Scully. On my way back to Cali where the West Coast guards hold a cypher like a rally. What up, Raz? Two pulls and pass. Smoking that sticky. Looking pretty like Ricky. Make a good kiss, left a hickey. Shout out to my West Coast killer bees. We got the cure for rap disease. So nigga, please, bitch, on your knees. California dreaming and my fatigues.
California dreaming. California dreaming. California dreaming. California dreaming.
Red shirt with the wet hat to match. First Mac like it's Hamburger Hill for real. It's Red Dawn when the mall get it on. My outfit stuck on some wild out shit. All about it, we move gambit through the overcrowded. Fourth whip, pull out long fifths, extended clips. Point the nozzle and shift your back disc. Me and the click, I sit down and eat dinner. Wake up every morning, write a new banger. To strike harder than your best attempt to sound like P or the H-A-V-O-C, nigga.
Remember me, the one you got the technique from.
Lick your up and out the stand with your face, it seems so.
Remember me, the one you got the freestyle from.
Lick your up and out the stand with your face, it seems so.
Remember Jack, I told y'all to check your neck.
I remember like it, that's your highness.
Fake one, take one. No ultimatum, face one, there's no escape from. Straight from the grain come the great one. My blade swung, decapitate your snake head. Slit your snake tongue, make one false maneuver. You a mystery, unsolved. The mob that revolves automatically involved. Muscle bound stance around commercial thugs. By turtle dove, flowery suits and purple gloves. Me and you can have some fun, make it a blast. You couldn't take the impact, but still show the bad. Blood for blood, veteran covered in mud. Wounded in the midst of war, still trading slug. Getting major love, way above you newcomers. I come thundering with the heat of two summers. When I enter the zone, move mountains with the presence alone. Before the words rip through the microphone. Chrome dip lyrics are known as split stone. You private eyes home in, but can't seem to clone. Remember Pun, the one you pick your whole shit from. Remember Pun, I snatched away the moon and blew away the sun. Remember
for puns. The one with over 1,000 guns. Yeah, when ready, Prodigy, Deck, and me, QB, and Bronx Trilogy. Lyrically hazardous for your wealth, swing all your royalties. Spoil your plans, spoil your grams, take a shine. Fold all your hands, spoil your mans, make a mind. Take all you made, call you gay on Hot 97. Drop by your dwelling, got the 9 right behind your melon. Ain't no telling when the bullet's behind the trigger. I do it to live niggas, the bullet's a prize winners. You wouldn't survive, nigga, if I chose you. Throw you from ear to ear, showing your whole vocal. Who told you, you could roll through? My lyrics practically rose you from the grave like the crows do. I told you a long time ago, don't ever fuck me, cause if I leave you half dead, consider yourself very lucky. Very ugly from the face up, deep you lace up. Joey Grills, Brock, Jubilee, Triple Stage, what?
I was raised to the sound of the 70s, earth, wind, and fire sounded so heavenly. Ohio players and Curtis Mayfield, Aretha Franklin's picture on a playbill, Al Green in a tight suit, all white, Minnie Ripper saying high notes all night. Moms even had a box full of 45s, put the needle down, yeah, that sounds sort of live. Sound like the kind of groove I could rap over. Got drunk off the beat and I was back sober. Bring that part back, yeah, I'ma murder that. Downy hat on a track with Roberta Flack.
High record in the what?
In the bag.
In the bag.
Sneak him out, but she noticed that they're gone.
Gotta think.
I don't know.
Should I rap off my mom's favorite song?
Better hope I don't scratch it, or that's it. I'ma get my ass kicked, that's a classic. Can't explain that, I was just borrowing it. Mom's on a rampage looking for a parliament. And Donny Hathaway feeling like a castaway, hiding in grandmom's room more than half the day. If I tell her that a parliament at Brian crib and nobody home now, I'ma be a crying kid. But it's seeming like I'm safe for the time being. My uncle getting all the blame for what I'm seeing. I just gotta lay low like a snake belly. It's a sticky situation like grape jelly. I'm on the Titanic or some other boat. Got my mother and a brother at each other's throat.
Martin!
What?
Why you bought in my record?
I ain't touch your record.
I know you was in
I
my
ain't
record.
Nothing with your record.
I know, I
you better hope mommy never find out. Cause if she does, then that's your ass. You know damn well, if you touch one and you get caught, that'll be your last.
And the year is 1977.
The final act. Ryan's at the door with a black and red knapsack. Came to bring the vinyl back. I put it back before anybody notices. He said close call. I said yeah, I noticed it. But I got away with it like the perfect crime. And made the fresh tape. Man, it was worth the time. And aggravation and stress almost made a mess. She'd have found out it's me, she would have laid the rest. But I'm over like a fat rat. That was smart, it's a good thing you hit him in that backpack. It feels so good to get that out the way. Now I'm out the door, back out to play. I'm about to say, these are the good times like Chic. And then I hear my mom shriek.
Duval, get back in here. How did my record get scratched? I know you did it, go get my belt.
Come on, Ma.
That's it, get my belt, now.
Come on, Ma.
Yo, check this out. Bring the noise. I'm Chuck D, Public Enemy number one, and you are tuning in to Die For Radio. So do not leave this apparatus.
Die For Radio and the place to be. Big shout out to Supreme Representatives, Angels of Death, BCC, Brownsville, you name it in the house. coming through real quick. And you always know we're playing the hottest jams, whether they old, whether they new. I got an exclusive right here, and I know it's been all over. I think it's even trending. G-Unit. Y'all see it. Y'all was waiting for something to happen. I got an exclusive right here about to drop, a world premiere Die For exclusive. They talked about Jesus. G-Unit, Die For. Let's go.
Hello? Hello? Anybody know what G-Unit is? 50, where the fuck you at, nigga?
Somebody called and said the rap gang needs
it. They talk.
Fuck it, they talked about G.
Still hate.
Yeah, they hated on G.
The real way.
They talked about G. This one here is for all non-believers.
They talk.
Fuck it, they talked about G.
Still hate.
Yeah, they hated on G.
The real way.
You know they talked about Jesus. I could care less about a rapper and his entourage. I don't give a fuck about a phantom. It's not in my garage. Quick to take a project bitch to a travel line. Fuck her to some Mary J. Blige. Get out of Dodge. Dirty nigga, but all my dope clean though. And I got fish scale for sale. Fuck you mean, ho. You niggas crack under pressure. Tim Tebow. The shots didn't hit and you was at the free throw. I let my heat go. Pull off with my seat low. Barrel smoking. I keep asking banks, where do we go? Deal with the shit. Still searching for a kilo. I'm the reason why these niggas peeping out they peephole. Hello. Somebody called and said the rap gang needs it.
They talk.
Fuck it, they talked about G.
Still hate.
Yeah, they hated on G.
The real way.
They talked about G. This one here is for all non-believers.
They talk.
Fuck it, they talked about G.
Still hate.
Yeah, they hated on G.
The real way.
You know they talked about G.
Wouldn't dent the armor and them niggas all together.
Nah.
Louis Summer sweater, Yankee on his God dweller. Gamma belt fly fella. They think all of mine's vanilla. Six or seven more flavors out in Vegas with weather. Like my Kush up in the Hall of Fame. Caveman, break out your ball and chain. I orchestrate the walk of shame. Your life's plain. Squat me through here like the president. Royal room, he gotta tell the hoes what hoes tell her, man. You never did. You out here regular. Ain't got one heckler. I bought consecutive. As long as they got neck to get. Salute, you ever see me, I'm a vet. CD's full of crack, easy with the grills, click clack.
Somebody called and said the rap gang needs
it. They talk.
Fuck it, they talked about G.
Still hate.
Yeah, they hated on G.
The real way.
They talked about G. This one here is for all non-believers.
They talk.
Fuck it, they talked about G.
Still hate.
Yeah, they hated on G.
The real way.
You know they talked about G.
Fish scale, pay the bills, I ain't never been broke. Palm ya, Adrian Broner, on the ropes. I'm still at that Mickey D's off Atlantic. My BK niggas, man, I feed them hammers. My connect only speaks Spanish. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, four bricks, then vanish. Jump into Martin Vanquish. Down on Sterling, think he a slave master. Turn my Clippers jersey inside out. Feed niggas with long spoons running they mouth. Godfather to the head, baseball bat. Mike Trout your legs. Overseas pussy, y'all loving thoughts. Been around the world, crime scene in the parking lot.
Somebody called and said the rap gang needs
it. They talk.
Fuck it, they talked about G.
Still hate.
Yeah, they hated on G.
The real way.
They talked about G. This one here is for all non-believers.
They talk.
Fuck it, they talked about G.
Still hate.
Yeah, they hated on G.
The real way.
You know they talked about G.
Doing the Duke now. Come on, you whack niggas. I don't mean to be bold, but put that wax shit you talk up on these beats on hold.
Yeah, niggas sound like we back in them projects in them pissy elevators, swinging corners and sipping on quarter waters.
Oh,
slow be slicking them pimps that be rocking gators while I sizzle like radiators, bubbling coke across the borders.
Across the borders.
Slow be hovercrafting across the waters while I be splashing and busting they ass. You know the order.
You know the order.
Medallion big like a dish, swag niggerish, dick big harder than a roll of quarters.
Damn.
Appreciate all my supporters, love I heat shit like saunas and cause a couple heat strokes. Call up the reporters.
We got the powder for the niggas, the snorters. My interstate traffic is still whipping in explorers.
Explorers. I-95 shit like this was 86. Whipping rentals, transporting 80 bricks. I'm over many, I got it plenty, you know it's semi. But you can tell me I'm always ready to cock the semi, cock the semi.
We having fun again.
While we put the bullseye on you niggas that will abandon ship. And be watching you wanna run again.
Ha.
Boom bap is pushing in front of the line, I reestablish it. I know you've been patiently waiting for extinction level event too. Hold up a minute, you gon' get it, boo. My niggas on them corners for the last 16 years. Waiting for motivation music, you gon' get it too. Get it too. You know how rough it gets when I come through big and all sloppy like Snuffleupagus. Model bitch moving her mouth, I know she wanna kiss. Which one of these funny rap niggas do I wanna diss? Wanna diss? Too many for me to name. You wear the same shirts, watches, and shoes, and even flow the same. And when I drop it, regardless, you niggas know my name. Another species of an artist you can never tame, never tame. Niggas thinking this shit's a game. Watch out my barbecue sizzle, you niggas, when I unleash the flame. I don't involve myself with y'all, most of you niggas lame. You niggas is trash, regardless, you should be ashamed. Yeah, I know it's me you blame. For the while out in the way, you niggas black, that's why you niggas came. Portrait my face up in a museum in a picture frame. Give you a type of shit that's too real till you feel the pain. Oh God, no, no. The way we coming, you get it hard, yo. You think you can fuck with my squad, yo? Meanwhile, y'all niggas know it's the God, bro. Bro. For most of you, man, you gon' see the way he do it. Track every bitch, you gon' see him getting to it. Still in my hand, see the way a nigga throw it till they black in the spot.
Hey, you ever seen a nigga slick talking, but he a joke? Acting like a wrestler, so you put him between the ropes. Hanging from the ceiling, arms swinging, watching him holler. Knew he was candy, so you just beat him like a piñata. Niggas hate, when I'm around, they get silent. West Coast, where a lot of niggas get violent. Trying to rob me, shot, bah! Dead trying, cowboy, walk with a knife. Dez Bryant, Romo. You can hate, but I'm trying to get that package off. Don't play me and tell me that the package lost.
What?
Cause I'm blasting off. And that thing, I make you lean like Smokey and Craig, when Red took his glasses off. This a warning shot, motherfucker bean bag. I don't play no game, not a dream cab. Gun you down, then your whole fam gon' miss you. Then rob you for your J, miss you.
Oh God, no. The way we coming, you get it hard, yo. You think that you can fuck with my squad, yo? Meanwhile, y'all niggas know it's the God, bro. For most of you, man, you gon' see the way he do it. Track every bitch, you gon' see him getting to it.
Hold up, man. Release that, man. Release that on them niggas.
Watch the way a nigga lose it.
Gauge in his mouth, smile for the camera, Cuban necktie, posing in black. I get your bitch fly, Louis astronaut jumper. A kilo of thunder, army green wraith, I'm rich with the hunger. Fly type tapestry, niggas in my hood, your majesty. Throw some pies at me, then gat me. True, whatever's clever, show me a ring. What's your RBIs? Yo, chef, keep doing your thing. Thought so, you know the Morse code, take care of your niggas. Sorry, niggas, kill yourself. What? Reveal yourself. My ankle bracelet costs more than your house. Dynamic duo, me, ghost of the grouch, you get money and fly the world like Pan Am. My lamb is here, strip a fat ass of sandals here, innocent lean on the arm. Keep cool, mommy, when flex on, I suggest be calm and sit where I tell you to sit. On top of my dick, on the love seat, you're meeting with Slick. Yes, the kid with the headgear and head sneakers, check out his creatures who fight foul on stages or bleachers.
Oh God, no, no. The way we coming, you get it hard, no. You think that you can fuck with my squad, yo? Meanwhile, y'all niggas know it's the God, bro. For most of you, man, you gon' see the way he do it. Track every bitch, you gon' see him getting to it. Still in my hand, see the way a nigga throw it till they black in the spot. Watch the way a nigga lose it.
I had to play that joint. Busta Rhymes featuring OT Genesis and Raekwon at Oh God Freestyle. Definitely just takes me back where we need to be. I got the man of the hour in the house himself. The legendary DJ Babu. What's happening with you, homie?
What's up, y'all? How you guys doing?
Hey, man, we blessed, man. Definitely blessed to have you on our airways. Obviously, the pioneer and trendsetter that you are and what you have done, man. I mean, definitely, it's just an honor to have you on these airways, man.
Thanks for the kind words. The pleasure's all mine, though. Thank you guys for having me.
No problem. So, obviously, I got to, you know, we got a few things to talk about. But I have to say, I'm seeing these, you know, new Dilated stuff, and I was actually blessed last month, too. I was able to do an interview with Evidence at the Step Brothers show over here in Orange County, and he started talking a little bit about, you know, the new Dilated stuff. And as a fan of not only Dilated, you know, you personally and just hip-hop in general, I can say, and especially all the followers that I have and everything, we cannot wait. And obviously we got Good Is Gone that we're going to play and everything like that. But to kind of go into a question, man, how does it feel? Because you guys, I mean, have always played your own part, been very successful at what you do. But again, you know, stay in your own lane and everything. But it being 2014, there's plenty of new music. You guys stay busy. But it's so exciting right now. How do you feel right now, man?
It's super exciting, man. What can I say? You know, yesterday was, I guess, officially, you know, the official kickoff for our campaign for our new album, Directors of Photography. So it was like, you know, not only myself, Evidence, and Raka, but Rhyme Sayers, our management team, you know, all the hired publicists, et cetera, all went full bore on dropping this single and making the actual announcement of the date, August 12, 2014, the new album's coming out, and we dropped the new video. So, you know, we went really hard on our social networks and all that, and, man, the response has been just overwhelming, man, to be honest with you. You know, we technically as a group, as Dilated Peoples, we've taken a break from recording and putting out music for a while. We all, you know, we support each other in our solo endeavors, and but in a lot of ways, it doesn't feel like we've taken a break. You know, maybe we're standing too close to the picture, but, you know, we never stopped touring. We've never, like, toured around an album schedule. We've just always toured year-round. It's our bread and butter. It's usually the way we keep the boat afloat and, you know, feed our families and whatnot. So in a lot of ways, it never felt like we ever stopped doing what we did. But I'm sure, you know, stepping outside, and, you know, yesterday was a big realization for me, too, that, you know, we did step away from putting out music for a long time, and, you know, 7-8 years is a big gap. I mean, that's college and high school, you know, for a kid these days, you know what I'm saying? So I was very overwhelmed, you know what I mean? You know, we're all very humble cats, so we came into this, doing this project and the pressure of knowing it's, you know, whatever you want to call it, our comeback record, our, you know, almost like a reintroduction to this whole new generation of cats who listen to hip-hop. So, you know, it was a little nerve-wracking. You know, we thought we were going to bang out this record in 4 months. The process ended up taking over a year. And it just, you know, us, we understood the growth and the changes. We've all been tracking the movement. And you know, we put our heads down and really wanted to come out with the best music that we could give in 2014 as Dilated People. So, but, you know, if this is any indication, I'm really excited. You know, I really love this record. It's definitely something that we're all super proud of. And, you know, the buzz feels good so far. It's being received really well. The number of views on our video on YouTube has just been, you know, amazing, man. In 24 hours, we clocked like 100-something views, which is way more than I think any of us really expected. But, you know, it feels good, man. It feels good. But, you know, we're just all really excited to, you know, have the world hear our music. You know, we really worked on this one. It's damn near 8 years in the making, so we put all our heart and souls into it and just can't wait for the peoples to hear it.
Yeah, and, you know, I've actually had the pleasure of actually chilling with Evidence a few times. I actually went to also the Cats and Dogs album release party. Shit, it's been a couple years ago now, but at the Viper Room over there on. And
of course,
you know, he's very relaxed. You of all people know, you know, very chilled out. What he do whenever I see Evidence kind of get, you know, turned up, if you, to use today's terms, is when he's on stage, because you guys throw a hell of a show. But what was interesting in the interview when he talked about him, like I said, very relaxed, very relaxed. You know, we started talking this a couple months ago about the Dilated project, and his whole demeanor changed. You know, it was just like, yeah, that's happening. Like, we're here, we're doing it, and it was good because, again, as fans and following you guys as long as I have, it's nice to see people that influenced you to do your own music to be excited in 2014 about theirs. Because you kind of touched on it, man. You know, I think you said intimidating a little bit, or, you know, just kind of nerve-wracking, I guess you said. And
yeah,
it is.
Definitely.
It's a whole different era. I don't want to say era, but it's crazy out there nowadays.
No, definitely. You know, it's you know, maybe nerve-wracking was an extreme of a word, but you know, just to be very frank about it, you know, I'm a DJ and I've never stopped DJing, and I'm always tracking the movement of the music. You know, just on the level of me being a DJ and being a music fan. So, you know, I listen to Action Bronson, I listen to Joey Badass, I listen to Blue, like, you know, things, especially things that I feel like are in the lineage of the kind of hip-hop we do, I keep up. And just like any other art form, whether, you know, or whether it's a skateboarding or scratching or, you know, any kind of, you know, thing that takes a technical skill, like, the level is high. You know, when it comes to making rap music right now, the level is high. You know what I'm saying, in a lot of ways. So on one level, you know, it was a bit nerve-wracking to make sure, like, you know, are we sharp? You know, two, do we got things to say? You know what I mean? Like, is our music on you know, just is it going to be able to compete? You know, because in my mind, even now, like Dilated, I don't feel like we're a throwback group. I don't feel like we're old school. You know, I've always felt like we've made very timeless music. You know, we've never really chased trends. I mean, yeah, we did a song with Kanye West, but, you know, we did that before he became Kanye West. You know what I'm saying?
So, this Wave, you know, was a banger, though, man. Come on now. That captured a culture right there. What you guys did with that song, and it could have even been after Kanye was Kanye. If you still brought, you know, the substance of that song was crazy. The video got, you know, people going up the escalator. I mean, come on, that's timeless.
No,
right,
appreciate that. Yeah, that's one of my favorite songs of our catalog. Even up to today, I look forward to performing that one every night when we're on stage. And, you know, definitely that song opened up doors for us and you know, it opened up many possibilities for us that we didn't have before that song emerged. So I totally agree with you, and I appreciate you appreciating that jam. But, relatively speaking, like that was our farthest stretch of, you know, away from what we do. If someone wants to say, you know, that was the only time that we were on BET or on the radio, you know, in that sort of capacity. But for the most part, you know, like you said, it's still hard raps, hard cuts, hard beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was still what we do, you know. But, you know, for us, you know, we've always taken pride in being able to do us. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you could throw us any label on us, put us in any box. Cool. But we're going to do that well, you know. And for 2014, for this new director's album, I think that was really a big part of our goal is, you know, we weren't going to try and chase trends now. We weren't going to come back out with trap beats. You know, we weren't going to come back out and lyrical styles have changed and all of a sudden Evidence and Rocka are rhyming cat and hat just to sound like the Joneses. You know what I'm saying? You know, I feel like this album represents us in 2014, updated, doing what we do, and you know, we couldn't be happier doing this. And it's incredible now because, you know, the last time we came out, we were still on Capitol, we were still dealing with all the politics of being on a major label, you know, and all that uphill battle of just trying to compete, trying to get spins on radio, trying to get videos on BET or on MTV or whatever. And, you know, what's refreshing in 2014 is it seems like for us, the playing field that we're on is built for us, you know. You know, we can survive with spins on Pandora and underground rap college radio shows and YouTube spins and doing live shows, you know. And I think for the first time in our career, aside from our very early days as being independent and putting out the platform, like I feel – like this is like a really full circle experience for us, you know, like we hands-on are really part of this record from every aspect, and we all just feel really comfortable. We feel, you know, we're grown, so we're more comfortable in our skin. I feel like we're really, the marriage with Rhymesayers is perfect, you know. And, you know, right now I'm we're looking forward to promoting the album and getting out on tour and hopefully stars aligning. And you know, what can I say? I feel like our Dilated army, our small but strong army, is already holding us down after one day, you know. And like I said, the response and the support, you know, from our core fans has just been overwhelming, man. So, you know, all of us right now are on a cloud right now, and we're literally tomorrow leaving for overseas to start this overseas tour, doing a bunch of festivals, right into this, right back to the U.S. for a national tour with Jurassic 5 and the Beat Junkies and Supernatural, and it just feels good. You know, everyone's in good spirits, you know, and we're all just happy to be here, still doing it in 2014.
Yeah, and in fact, I'll see you guys, I think next month, you're out here with Jurassic 5.
Yes, definitely are, yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
we get back in early July from Europe, and we literally come home for like a day, drop our bags, and hit the road with Jurassic 5. Actually, they're starting the tour a few days ahead of us, so we're actually going to be catching up with them, and super excited because those are our brothers. You know, we did some epic tours with them back in the day, the Word of Mouth tour, and this is also for them. You know, they just, after they had a pretty harsh breakup, you know, years back, you know, they did Coachella last year, and and it's really awesome to see those brothers back together. And you know, I'm looking forward to being on the road with those cats again, and you know, all of us out in the road just wilding out, doing what we do.
Yep, and you'll definitely see me. I'm going to be at those shows. You'll see my face. I'll be the one interviewing everybody I can.
That's what's up.
But I got to ask, too, actually a couple questions. This is real quick, just off the top. You had brought up Pandora. It's my first time I actually got to ask somebody this. Listening to, like, Dilated Pandora channel and stuff like that, do you listen to it? Do you see, like, some of the music they pair you up with?
Yeah, and, you know, I can't be mad, but sometimes it does throw me for a loop. But, you know, sometimes it opens me up to something that I was oblivious that was right under my nose as well. You know, I do that on Spotify. I do that on Pandora. I do it now on the iTunes radio that's built into your phone. And, you know, what can I say? It's a computer-generated thing, so I'm not going to be mad at it. There's only so much it can do with that many zeros and ones. You know what I'm saying? But it is interesting who they throw us in a category with. You know, I'm not going to say names, you know what I'm saying, but I'll take it all as a compliment, you know what I mean? You know, like I said...
You know why,
like,
I asked that question.
Yeah. At this point, though, at this point in my career, I'm grateful, and, you know, I'm thankful that we're putting, you know, next to any other artist at this point, you know what I mean? Like, I have a, you know, you need to have a little bit of an ego to be in this hip-hop game or whatnot, man, but, you know,
you guys,
like, but at the same time, like, I could, you know, in the real world, I'm a soda jerk. You know what I'm saying? I'm a ditch digger. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've invested everything into hip hop, into DJing. So, you know, I'm really grateful, man. You know, not too many groups have, you know, have had this kind of career, this length, and to be able to survive and eat. You know, I got family. I'm able to take care of my family off of this music and doing Dilated, doing Beat Junkies, doing Babu, and you know, I just count my blessings every day, man. You know, and I don't want to, you know, I've always been lucky enough to been put up on game, you know, from older artists, or at least from me just studying older artists and trying not to fall into the same pitfalls of other artists that, you know, at one point, you know, you may be, you know, climb up that ladder and get to the top, but, you know, on the way down, you're going to see a gang of cats. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I've always kept it very, very real about where I stand and being real realistic about, you know, who I am and what our group is and where we stand. And you know, I'm very proud of what we did, but at the same time, I'm a hip-hop head, and I'm a real cat, as just like any other cat is, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I take it all, like, on the humble and, you know, grateful, man, grateful to be here still doing this.
Now to talk about technology, as far as you as a DJ, I bet, especially like you said, you're headed to Europe, I bet you like not having to go through customs with those crates of records anymore.
Oh yeah, it's incredible. Man. You know, I bring a small hard drive that literally has, you know, 40 days worth of music on it. You know what I mean? It's pretty incredible. You know, on top of that, you know, my whole studio is in my laptop. You know, I bring a small MIDI keyboard, and you know, I'm able to set up shop every night in my hotel room and stay creative. You know, versus back in the day, like you said, like not only would I be transporting physical records, but, you know, I used to bring my big old Insonic ASR-10 keyboard around every time I could. Just, you know, and that was a 50-pound behemoth of a piece of equipment.
Absolutely.
You know, trying to lug it around, you know, literally breaking your back to, like, stay creative. It's just, you know, I embrace technology. I think almost me being a DJ and being a producer, staying up on technology is almost a part of my job description at this point. I learned that very early on, and, you know, I was very early on Pro Tools and things like Ableton and Reason and, you know, making that transition and seeing all the possibilities we had in the recording studio and on stage of, mm-hmm. you know, what we could do, you know, Serato, everything. You know, I try to make sure I'm up on things just at the least to see what I'm missing. You know, you never know when you can implement one of these tools, because I still come from the day. I'm not super old, but I'm old enough to know what it was like, you know, when we had to use equipment that wasn't made for what we do. You know, I still remember days of stiff crossfaders and, you know, using four tracks to, you know, make songs and use, you know, machines that weren't exactly designed for what we did. You know what I mean? So I appreciate the technology now. It amazes me. There's things that are made for what we do, you know, as hip-hop musicians. And, you know, technology, man, what can I say? It's a double-edged sword, you know what I mean? But I'm a big proponent for it, and I'm a big fan of it and try to stay up on it.
Yeah, you know, this was years ago. This has got to be 5 or 6 years ago now when Evidence first named cats and dogs. And at the time, I was partners with this guy in a company, and we actually manufactured thumb drives for cats and dogs. I mean, this is literally like 4 or 5 years before cats and dogs came out. And he had Mr. Slowflow going with DJ Revolution, and we had done an interview with Revolution 2 because he was sponsored by Torque at the time. And one of the things he had said was, do you know how many crates I have lost of just absolutely records that I will never be able to ever, ever replace? Just on some stupid stuff like, you don't know how it got lost, but it got lost going through customs or planes or this and that. And he is just like, absolutely, and same thing you said, and that's why I'm glad you brought it up. As a DJ, you still embrace what you had to use to do it, the four tracks, everything. But what a sigh of relief to have it the way it is now. But it's important to know the past, and I think that's what a lot of people don't understand, is that there is a past to what you're making right now. Even though it's easy in a MIDI keyboard, you buy plugins and stuff like that, I still think they should do the knowledge on some of that old equipment. It makes their music better, honestly. Even if they're emulating with the plugin, go do the research on what it actually was.
Yeah, definitely. I believe as, someone being involved in technically skilled things, like I think a big part of it that people don't emphasize enough is knowing your history. And I'm not just talking about DJing. I think, you're a ball player, you're an MC, you're a painter, you're a photographer. You should know who came before you. You should take the time to understand and realize whose shoulders you're standing on. Because at this point in 2014, like, no one's really making up anything new. It's a lot of regurgitated thing. Art moves in cycles and circles. And you might be young and do something that is brand new to you, and you think you're breaking new ground, but go on that thing called the internet or crack a book, and you might realize that someone's been doing that for ages already. You're just doing the 2014 version, and I think as an artist, it also helps give you character and mold you to know the history of your craft. I can't say I was around for Grand Mixer DXT or Theodore at that time. I was too young. But please believe when those kind of things dawned on me, I really did research and find out and appreciate as much as I could. I think it's easier, like, in my field of DJing, because it's kind of an unsaid thing that we kind of track the movement of hip-hop. Through collecting records, through reading the back of album covers, there's a certain point with DJing where, if after you get to a certain level, the only way you got to that level was being obsessed with the art of DJing and hip-hop, And for me, it was invaluable for me to learn that lesson and to know my influences before I knew they were even influences on me, So I think that's something that sometimes, a new cat may not even think it's important. They might blow up so fast and get to the top before they even realized that there were people ahead of them, and I just think it's a little bit of a shame because, you do a little homework, you don't realize what that adds to your game, knowing about people who went down that path before you and blazed the trail for you. It's amazing, to think of just DJing, what it's changed from. I think of Flash, him building mixers so he could queue up, building that single throw double pull switch so he could hear the other turntable to do a mix, or thinking about Bambaataa building speakers and jacking electricity from the park. Here we are in 2014. I'm talking about doing a whole rap show from my laptop.
Yeah.
Having 100 crates in a 5-inch hard drive. It's just amazing. So, like I said, I think it's only to the artist's benefit to know who came before you and to really study your craft and, put in that time and put in that work, before you can say you're a professional or you mastered it. It's you can never stop being a student.
No, absolutely, absolutely. And to get on, I want to play this track because we got, actually a lot of people been chiming in even since we've been tweeting this out. It's trending right now, Babu Live on Dafo Radio. I got to ask you, though, obviously the new LP, Directors of Photography, conceptually, what does that title, represent for you personally and, I guess, you know, for the group. But, you know, conceptually, what does that mean to you as far as the new LP goes?
Well, I think in a lot of ways, like, I think on the most basic level, you know, off top, like the most simple level of it, you know, me and Ev, like, really caught the photography and videography bug over the last few years. You know, so, you know, that and the play off of DP, you know, the you know, the director of photography, you know, and I think, like, everything that we've done also, too, especially with the way the guys rhyme, we're very visual. So, you know, this one is, you know, I think when we selected the title, Directors of Photography, we were talking about the stance of what a director of photography means to, you know, the film industry. You know, and that's the person who sits there and sets up every shot of the movie. You know what I mean? And when you're looking at a movie, you don't realize as it's playing in front of you, every single shot is set up from lighting to the aperture to you know, every little detail for every single shot, you know what I mean? So for us, you know, we feel like that's what we're kind of doing here with our music, you know what I mean? We're plotting every single move, we're behind every shot, indiscreetly in the back, you know us, you know, we're never on our album covers, but you feel our presence, you know what I mean? So, you know, for us, you know, for me, I can't speak for Evidence and Rocka, but for me, you know, I think that's what we were trying to convey with it, you know what I mean? You know, at this lyrically, I can't say enough about the guys really pushing themselves to give it, you know, to give it their 120% and paint these vivid pictures through their rhymes. And, you know, we tried our best with the production to paint these landscapes that people's minds could imagine what we're, you know, make them feel like they're here rolling with us through L.A., you know what I mean? So, you know, that's pretty much, you know, how I feel, you know, what we're trying to say with the title Directors of Photography.
That's good. And a lot of people, too, don't know Directors of Photography also put together the shots before it's even filmed.
Right.
And
right.
Usually it's on drawings. I'm blessed to work in production at Warner Brothers and Paramount and stuff like that, so I see kind of this stuff happen. And you are right. There's a lot of people that know about movies and what a director of photography actually does. And it's an amazing process. So that's great how you guys did it.
The amount of work a DP puts in is, you know, they're very much unsung heroes of movies, but, you know, they're the ones who are making sure that those images are vivid and sharp and are pleasing to the eye, you know what I mean? And so, you know, so for us, you know, we feel like that about our music, whether or not DJ Premier is producing for a track or Alchemist or ourselves, us three of us are all very, very, very intimately connected to our music and, you know, how it sounds, the packaging, the visuals, you know, everything down to even our campaign on the internet. You know, we feel like we're DPs when it comes to everything, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man, and we try to put that tedious and, you know, put that kind of effort into everything we do with Dilated.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. I'm going to go into this track real quick, and then I just got, like, another question or two, and I know some people got their hands up, you know, fans, but I got to play in the track that people are waiting. This is Good As Gone. We live with DJ Babu himself. This is brand new, exclusive right here.
Yeah.
Go look at the video. I mean, images, we could talk about that all day. You guys have your set images almost, although it's different every time, so I don't want to say set, but you, like you said, you're never on the cover. You're just a beautiful thing, the way you guys do it. Good As Gone, Dilated Peoples, Die For Radio. Let's go.
Dilated, peoples, DJ, Premier on the beat, DJ Babu on the cut.
You know the saga, sacrifice my life, but I won't give in.
That's why I'm driven, to bless you with the God-given.
See with your eyes dilated for the sake of the need.
I was getting buried alive, heard the dirt hit the coffin top, I barely survived. But I broke through my grave, ripped the pine box, fell apart. Head first yelling, maggot brain, funkadelic art. There is a dark side there where the prince fly. Hitchcock, same bird scatter when the end stop. Couple let their guards down, figured it was up for certain, talking about
next.
Time to pull the plug and close the curtains, eyes wide, bug like, holy leaping Lazarus. I thought that y'all were,
never mind,
material
never mind.
Still hazardous, hazmat, clutching their chest like asthmatics. From mathematics, a natural dash of black magic. Salute to new voices, flexing power, advancing the balance. The modern branding versus classic sound clashing. Took heavy fire, survived the crash landing. Smiled and walked away from the wreckage, the last standing.
They thought that it was gone for good. They figured it was good as gone. They thought that it was gone for good. They figured it was good as gone.
You know the saga. Sacrifice my life, but I won't give in. Won't give in.
They thought that it was gone for good.
See what your eyes dilated for the sake of the deed.
Devise a plan and I execute it till I'm undisputed. If the record never stated, I've been showing most improvement. At a time when my peers declined, I used it as a booster. Used the dedication as a plus, I ain't used to losers. Lock the rail loops from the safe, then I changed the combination. Then I set the pace, settled down and laid the conversation. Drew an outline that made me think, is this a new beginning? Kept an older frame of mind when I've been spraying all the filling. So God bless us, cut from different cloths and different texts. Different walks of life, some acts, some are directors, some are extras, and those ain't easy to find. And I ain't easily defined, what's fame, a thin line. I've been thinking, walking over the edge, but keep blinking, taking two steps back to my zone for no reason. Call it comfort, and that is not the best for my heart. Not the best way to end, and not the best way to start. Good is gone.
They thought that it was gone for good. They figured it was good is gone. They thought that it was gone for good. They figured it was good as gone.
You know the saga. Who lava?
Fights my life, but I won't give in. Won't give in. They thought that it was gone for good.
See what your eyes dilated for the sake of the deed.
I was out of mind in sight. Dark clouds all around me trying to find the light. Took flight with the dot dot legs dangling, cliff hanging, never docking my spot.
I stand by what I say cause I'm easy to find.
Dates posted every day of the year in bold lines. The more that I roam, the more that I'm free. The more I'm in Rome, the more that I'm me. The more I'm at home, the more that it's stress. The moral is, we be touring at best. I'm not the same old run of the mill who keeps running until the feet tell him put the runners to rest.
I've seen the last come first.
I've seen the first last.
Double majored in life.
Some of the worst past.
Yeah. Back to school, learning secrets that the earth has. Sat in coach and studied business before my first class. They thought that it was gone for good. They figured it was good is gone. They thought that it was gone for good. They figured it was good is gone.
You know the saga. Who lava? Sacrifice my life, but I won't give in. Won't give in.
They thought that it was gone for good.
See what your eyes dilated for the sake of the deed.
Yo, check it out. This is Lord Jamar, brand Nubian. Known Associates is in effect right now. You checking out Die For Radio with my man Dyer Lansky. That's how we do it. Peace to the gods and earths. One.
Die For Radio. That exclusive dilated good is gone right there. And you know what? It actually kind of leads into my next question. We live with DJ Babu, obviously. But I was going to say, what's the key? Now, you were brought up. You have a small but strong army. I kind of beg to differ because your guys' following has always been huge, and I'm even talking to the beat junkies. I'm not just talking dilated. I mean, I grew up in Cali, so you know I've followed you guys for a long time, and your army's strong, big. It has been, but we also come from an era where there was more people on the forefront like yourselves, you know, and you definitely headed that pack. What's the key to kind of get, besides make more music, obviously, but the key to kind of get that back on the forefront again, that sound?
I think it was something, you know, before the big industry change and this whole digital revolution, I think, the adversity was more there, you know, because there was only so many outlets that your music could be played on, you know what I mean? Like here in L.A., you know, if you wanted a rap record played, it was either Power 106 or The Beat.
Yep.
You know what I mean? If you wanted your video played, especially if you're talking urban or underground hip-hop, you know, you're looking at Rap City or MTV2 or Yo MTV Raps when they still had it. You know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, I don't think I think about that as much these days because of the fact that we have all these incredible outlets now because of the Internet. You know, radio shows like yours, we have things like satellite radio where, you know, someone like a Static Select or a DJ Premier or DJ Eclipse can have a show. You know, it's sad to me, though, that, you know, those big stations don't have things like the Wake Up Show or Soul
the Wake Up
Radio.
Show, man. Oh.
You know, I miss those kind of things. But I guess in this day and age, you know, we have things now, you know, that we didn't have before because of the Internet. You know, you know, there are movements happening all around, you know, just from different social networks. I mean, I know of cats that start movements off of SoundCloud. They start movements off of Bandcamp. You know, like they could give a damn about MTV or Power 106. You know what I mean? So, you know, especially for a group like us, like I said before, I touched on it, but it's really refreshing how it is right now. You know, yeah, it was a great experience. I learned a lot from us being signed to Capitol and playing that game on the major label playing field. A lot of lessons learned. You know what I mean? And definitely add a lot of notches to our belt that we otherwise wouldn't have been able to, you know, accomplish and achieve. But, you know, like I said, coming full circle, man, it feels like home with the way it is right now. You know, this you know, no disrespect to our family out there, but, you know, our small but strong army, like it's definitely, you know, it's an incredible thing. You know, I've always felt that we were always able to survive without those big outlets helping us. You know, our bread and butter was go out to a show, buy a t-shirt, spread the word about us. You know, we were kind of like, you know, our fans are almost like that type of, you know, they want to keep us their secret. You know, the second that their little brother or little sister or, you know, their dorky cousin hears about us, you know, they're not going to be fans of us anymore. So somehow we're able to play this, like, this, you know, very punk rockish indie kind of place. And it's, you know, we've never, like I said, we've never, like, completely blown up. But, you know, here we are 15, 20 years later, you know, still with some kind of, you know, relevance, you know what I mean? And it's amazing. You know, I have no regrets about the choices we've made in our career. You know, there's definitely things that we could have did better and that, but I don't regret anything, man. Like, and I think, like, you know, something that's kept us around and kept our fans in it for us is, you know, us being honest with them and us being very hands-on and independent about our approach. Even when we were on Capitol, I still felt like we were very independent artists. You know, we're on a label with the Beatles, you know, for a long time, and Jane's Addiction and the Beastie Boys, and, you know, we would be up in that Capitol building all the time handling our business. I never saw any other groups up in there, you know, like, despite us having managers and handlers and all this, that, and the third, we still, throughout our whole career, were very hands-on about everything we did. You know, if we're shooting a video, please believe me and Evidence are over the shoulder of the director and the DP's shoulder, making sure every shot looks sharp, you know. Please believe when they're cutting checks and signing contracts, Rock is over our manager's shoulder, making sure things are, you know, I's are dotted and T's are crossed, you know. And I think that mentality has always kept us here and kept us connected to our, I hate calling them fans. That's why I say, you know, that our peoples, it's connected to our family, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and I think, I'd like to think it's going to help pay off for our new record and our new campaign.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we really appreciate your time, man. I mean, the conversation has been just super intriguing and super just motivational, man. Like, I get off the air, I'm hopping back in the studio. You know what I'm saying? Like, literally. Literally.
No.
But
give
your last shout-out and also, you know, your Twitter that's out there. I mean, I know it's, you know, this is what we are, but, you know, at DJ Babu for real. And just any
Definitely.
Last words that you want to say to the people, man?
Yeah, for sure, man. Check me out. I think I'm pretty much on all my social networks, on Instagram, on Twitter, Tumblr. It's all DJ Babu, F-O-R-E-A-L. Check me out. Holler at me. Man, of course, before I go, I got to shout out my Beat Junkie crew. Look out for our new website and record pool launching this July. We're about to turn the DJ game upside down with our new subscription record pool, so be on the lookout for that. And, of course, August 12, 2014, the new Dilated Peoples album, Directors of Photography on Rhymesayers, is going to be coming your way. And, man, shout-out to Ev, shout-out to Rocka, shout-out to you, Dyer, and everybody out there listening. Much love, man.
Absolutely, absolutely. And real quick before you go, could I get a Die 4 radio drop from you real quick? Like the old school wake up show, man. Hey, look, when my radio platform here, my number one thing is to kind of emulate, you know, not duplicate. I'm not trying to take anything, but emulate the wake up show. That really influenced my life. I mean,
definitely.
As a musician, the wake up show Saturdays 10 to 2, I was there. You know what I mean? Like, I was there. So So that's definitely a huge influence of mine. But if I could get a Die 4 Radio drop from you, man, I'd be blessed.
That's what's up. 1212, y'all. This is DJ Babu, Dilated Junkie in your area, CA all day. And right about now, you are tuned in to Die 4 Radio. Much love. Peace.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. So we really appreciate your time. I hope to be talking to you soon. And, you know, anything you need from us, myself, Todd Davis, Hype Magazine, Die 4 Radio, Die 4 Productions, you know, we're here. And we're definitely still supporters like we've always been. And I look forward to seeing you next month. Like I said, I will be at the show. I think I can't remember the venue off the top, but I know I'm already booked to be there and everything.
At the Greek
with you
we'll
and J5. I look in person.
We'll see you at the Greek, Dyer, that's for sure. Much love, man. Keep doing what you guys are doing. Appreciate you guys having me.
Yep, for sure. And have a blessed night, and we'll be talking to you very, very soon. And we just really appreciate your time.
Yeah, much love, y'all. Peace.
Peace. I'm going to go to a little real quick Step Brothers. Big shout out to Alchemist and Evidence right here with Oh No, Draw Something, Die 4 Radio. We're coming right back.
Picasso once said there are no child prodigies. There may be in music, but not in painting.
How old were you when you started painting?
I was 13 when I started. I got inspired to start painting when I did my first piece, and I saw that God had given me a talent. So I knew when God gives you a talent, you should do it.
No boundaries at all. I sketch, take 10 steps, allow me to draw. My paintbrush dance on the canvas without a flaw. Big wool, we live in a village made out of straw. I'm a known arson, fire marksman, flame the target. Disappear in the dark, I'm fly like Aladdin's carpet. God willing, I'ma kill him, smoke drifting out to chill him. Guts spill him, medical requests, I'ma fill him. It's the man you aren't. Bang on pots and pans till a jam gets started. The paper's riddled with little pellets, the path started. Overflows over the limit, they can't guard it. I step off the cliff and blast off into orbit. Pen spark like a torch, the money falling out the orifice. No curriculum, that's par for the courses. Start the horses. Hand on the table right where
yo,
the fork is.
Yo, we go off when we go on to get started. Funny how I'm typing just a little bit further. Or is it farther?
Yeah.
I never could decipher. Consider me an author who wrote it at his highest. Games change, lanes change, same gang approaches. Watch the floor, hit the lights out, avoid the roaches. Wipe a whole slate clean, that's what I hear the most. The coast is clear from the clearest coast. A daydreamer does well under the rays of the sun. In the city that we dwell, it's like a ray from a gun. It's like a beam from an app, it's like an after effect. So if they pull a strap, it's like a jack in the deck. Out the box, out the cruising blocks. MCs are jumping out shoes, let them keep the socks. I got heart and I exercise it. There's no telling when I'll ever settle, so set a time.
Keep a gallery, your art, a storage full of the crates. I got a bar, the masterpieces, the bitches locked in the safe. I keep a place for the liquor on hold, take a shot of this shitty bottle while I compose an apocalypse. Mad cause I'm on my biz while they catching vapors. You better off pulling a tree trying to stretch paper. I draw threats like Marvel to the sketch paper. Risk taker, suplex cracks and no neck breaker. Digital art graduated from analog. I got teachers framing my catalog in the campus hall. Everything I draw is on some rah-rah. Cat is raw like that is all. Numbing they grill like it was ambersaw. Now where that aerosol? Paint a picture. Then turn the cameras on. I'm brushing another adventure. Fly overseas and make Skrilla from these written scriptures. Rolling with the Step Brothers, draw something, niggas.
And if he continues to knock masterpieces like these out in just an hour, he'll soon be moving beyond this Norfolk Art Gallery and on to bigger things.
There's no education, no understanding of art history or of art movements, no intimidation. So here she is, completely and utterly innocent. Just with an innocent eye, almost, coming to a canvas.
So being truly from inside.
And she's painting at a level that masters don't attain for 30, 40, 50 years, and yet she's 10.
For radio, had to go into that real quick, draw something. You know, big shout out to DJ Babu. That was a great, great hip-hop conversation. Y'all do the knowledge about the beat junkies. Y'all do the knowledge about Dilated Peoples. These are people that really, really orchestrated this game like crazy. And I appreciate everybody listening. We're going to go into a little bit of overtime right now. All my online listeners, it's going to cut you off, but we appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, checking in with us and definitely enjoying this great show. We will be back on the air Thursday. Don't even trip. Look out for everything, die for, do the knowledge. Big shout-out to Music Scribe. Big shout-out to my Drodian fam. Big shout-out to my whole Coalition fam. Big shout-out to my Die For fam. This way we do it. Big shout-out to Supreme Boot Camp in the house. You heard it, y'all. Look out for that Supreme Dye Landscape Project coming. You already know how it's going to go down. And we appreciate everybody that rock with us. I actually had a bunch of people ask for this song, so I'm going to play it. We're going to play a little overtime music, probably going to go till about 11 o'clock West Coast time. But until then, we'll see you on Thursday, Die For Radio. It's time to levitate, y'all.
Let's listen to an important public service message about the...
I'm trying to displace my soul and mind, devoting time to these unsober rhymes. I'ma need at least six drinks to think straight. I'ma need at least six drinks, okay?
Hey yo, I blossom like a flower after afternoon showers when the sun shines. Swallowing solar rays, burn time. I'm in a funk, smoking skunk all day. I'm in a place where the body and the mind part ways. 40 days in my vessel, let it rain. The 40 on my waist, do something special when I press it to your brain. Blade swinging with a furious rage. Leonardo, cowabunga swag, put a tag on each Hondo. Got the white girl, got the juice up in the Bronco. Dropping too long time, around the clock, Murado. Got the 4-5 clip on my west side shit. Screaming west side bitch with my die fam click, come on. I'm trying to displace my soul and mind, devoting time to these unsober rhymes. Blow a couple ounces a day to out the pain. I'ma need at least six blunts to elevate.
Default vision is not necessary. You can see that we are legendary. With eyes closed, I see a path to a higher road. I feel the presence upon me even when I'm alone. See the progression that I have shown. I make it known that over the hills there is a lake of gold. How you expect to make it through without paying a toll? I'm laying low, trying to stay afloat. Now that don't make sense. Whatever, get them in rotation. I'm staying right here until the whole place bent. Try to simulate this, leave them faceless. Let me levitate like a spaceship, goodness gracious. I'm trying to displace my soul and mind, devoting time to these unsober rhymes. I'ma need at least six drinks to think straight. I'ma need at least six blunts to elevate. I'm trying to displace my soul and mind, devoting time to these unsober rhymes. I'ma need at least six drinks to think straight. I'ma need at least six blunts to elevate.
Specially arranged and recorded this musical sequence to present a complete panorama of sound as used in a large Pops recording.
What it do? This is Stickman from Dead Presidents, RBG Fit Club Salute. If you ain't got nothing to live for, you ain't got nothing to die for. Turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit.
Yow. Oh. Yeah.
The money, oh my God, that's all about the money. Oh, honey.
Oh.
Fuck rap, I've been rich. Cracked by my stick shift. Oxy like concerts. Always my bread first. Get my nickname. OX and cocaine. Nina, my new thing. Blew up before fame. Heart filled with octane. Fire in my soul. Burn through my shoe string. Came up from Boostang. Do rags and flat lines. Drive-bys at bedtime. Get down, I hurt mine. One lost, they grandson. Thank God that I'm straight. No wonder my mind pray. Lost when my guzzle. Curse from them devils. Good weed in me time. Goodbye to Nissan. Cause one day this rapping gon' pay.
So now we bout to break the bank.
Talking about.
Finally, the illest crip, and I guarantee I spit harder than concrete. Surprise, I got teeth. My lungs in hell keep AOT with THC. Swinging for the fence, I hope I make it out the park. With a bass head slide after dark, where the bangers get caught. Hit the gun in the trees, arrest me by the court. I just wanna smoke weed and sip lean by the court. For real. Good weed, I hit that. Crack rock, I sold that. Oxy, I hit that. Right by my nutsack. Fuck pigs, I bust back. Learned that from Deuce Rat. Peanut and B-Loon. Had gas before rap. Way before I found rap. Bitch, I had some things wrapped. Astro on my cap. This shot ain't no phone app. Chucks on my young heel. Make sure that my shag ill. Learn my set trip grill. Trade in my big wheel. Good grades and skip school. This life gon' catch up soon. Showing up that shit did. 20-year-old kid. Got off my behind. Write me some sweet lines. Cause one day my story gon' pay. So now we bout to break the bank.
Wanna cash, get a know I'm around, boy. To Kendrick, move from the throne, I came for it. I hope this fucking hit a range for it. Cause goddamn.
Quit talking about the city, about the money.
Yeah.
Neck full of gold, I'm attracted to the honey. Oh, rain, sleet, snow, about the money. Oh, fifth row, I'll close your eyes, I'll
be
your mommy. Oh,
fuck, rap, my shit real. Came up off them pills, hustle for my meal, grind it for my deal. Love how I'm doing, long way from grooving. Bitch call me 2 Chainz, units be moving. Go off of my joy, so she don't need no boy. Smile stay on her face, big room with her own space. Up all night the hallway, don't care if it take all day. I let y'all fucks parlay, you wonder why I'm straight. New shoes and sick clothes, bitches be front row. Bow down her tempo, I don't know her info. Threw up my beat. Go rare with my mignon. Cause one day this rapping go pay. So now we bout to break the bank.
Gun smoking,
until the chrome go cold. One blood, one locust inside the 6-4. I kill MCs like real MCs. Watch them go from platinum to gold like my D's. Bitch, please, get your ass laid flat. Nigga trying to be the king, but the ace is back.
So unforgettable, so unfuckwittable, it's pitiful. What did I do to him? Put him in critical. Blowing up shit just like I'm anti-matter. These niggas that never beat the bitch, you don't even matter. It get intense, don't it? It'll make some sense, won't it? Shit, if I'm saying it, it gotta make some sense, won't it? Understand it, we going back like a syrup sandwich. Or like sugar water, man, I get some mannish looks. See, I'm immune to you. You can't affect my system, I bring doom to you. Boy, you're just another victim. I keep the upper hand, killer, the advantage is mine. You don't need a whack job, nigga, when I damage it, shine. I'm like Starbucks, I give them an immediate boost. You disappear if you be disobedient, poof. Loose cannon, who's standing? I'ma take you down. Bitch, I'm like Tupac, you knowin' that I get around. Half Money B, half Mo Prima, Shock G. Your whole force couldn't stop me. Duck, duck, hop, for cover, quick to clap shit. I'm the Jimi Hendrix of this rap shit. Listen, I might Kurt Cobain myself. Feel my pain, I'm sorry, so sorry, mama, but your boy need help. And I can't get it from no 12-step. Nigga, I'm a winner, no recovery for me. I'll feel no treatment, sinner. I'm committed to this here shit. So fuck that he say, she say. Don't get gagged and dropped on the freeway. I leave the eyes bigger than Diana Ross' daughter. I'ma slaughter these motherfuckers and keep them in order.
Let me get them. Business as usual, against all odds I came with finesse and massage the game. All I know is foreign exchange, money and sex. I kept the rings on their neck till they cut the check. This hip-hop shit is like Russian roulette. We keep one in the chamber, nigga, fuck who next. I go 4 times platinum, nigga, nothing less. You top that, I take off my hat, enough respect. Now, nigga, show us respect. Don't make me take it back to the side with the BBS. Like I ain't never sold crack, I take that back. I'm the reason that dope shit inside your CD deck. Nigga, this ain't about me, and it ain't about you. It's about a real Crip and a real Pyru. I know what a Crip is, cause I idolized Snoop. He left a crack in the door, so I try to climb through. If I was in your shoes, I would drop a dime too. But these hurricanes, baby, North Carolina blue. Never mind you, I'm getting my thug on. Something to see, Muhammad Ali with gloves on.
Yeah, I was born to bully the bullies. And I got my fully automatic in arm's reach to pick shit off like a peach. Teach anyone that wanna learn, keep living as the world turns. Boy, y'all better kill it, nigga, man, this meeting's adjourned. Fuck the fishes, sleep with the worms, they're coming out your nostrils. I don't got no sympathy for you, see, I can get hostile. Clear the stage, I got road rage, bust at you in traffic. I don't fuck with you like voodoo, who you doing, black magic? Never fuck with a Ouija board, I'm trouble, believe me, Lord. Look here, I'm your abusive parent with an extension cord.
Better listen, boy, get your ass whooped, making that wacky ass noise, check it. Niggas talking reckless, I put them on my checklist. See what happened to them other niggas, you could be next, bitch. Nigga Nas even told me I was nice. I'm Cube, I'm Jacob, I put rappers on ice. Lenny Kravitz to the whites, Oprah to the blacks. Niggas watch me every day and hope that my shit is whack. Never that, motherfucker, I'm a clever cat. Kanye West and Slacks, nigga, I'm as fresh as that. Now that the West is back, I can kick my feet up and pray to God, wake Pac and Eazy-E up. Hip-hop was messy, so I had to clean up. Niggas running out of dope shit, time to re-up. You can't be a sorceress, motherfucker. Wanna battle, dig deep, put a G up, motherfucker. I'll put the Bentley up, nigga, I'm simply tough. Matter of fact, I'm the DOC in his 20s, what?
Got to stay large, got to stay in charge. I'm in a cut like I'm camouflaged, nigga, stay out of Dodge. My dick longer than Las Vegas. I damage y'all, blast bash, a little punk ass, punk, I can't stand you.
Then I wake up, flex, white tee, check, Nikes, next, Hurricanes. Yep, Dre raised me well, so I'm raising hell. I got the clips on hold, but I ain't for real. I'm Big Daddy Kane in the platinum chain. The fact remains, the game don't rap for fame. Game rap for fun, game blasts his gun. Game gotta wrap your tongue, so you bastards done. You niggas is fucking stupid, man. You know how some niggas smart, some niggas stupid. You niggas just motherfucking stupid. You don't know what the fuck you doing out here, man. You don't know what the fuck you doing in the booth on the mic. You don't even know what you doing with your life, nigga. What the fuck you wanna be when you grow up, nigga? Not an MC. You're not good at it, nigga. You're in the twilight zone, you fucking faggot.
Hey, yo, yo, check it out, yo. This is the Glock Cocker, the Block, the Block Locker. Smoother, Hustler, Brooklyn, Brownsville, Sex, Money, and Guns, nigga, you heard them. And I'm rocking with my dog, Dial Lance. You dig? Dial 4 Radio. You know what time it is, man. Turn this up, man. Y'all know what it is.
Yo, this is Mr. Long of Black Sheep of the White Crows. For all y'all cats that die for hip-hop, turn on Die For Radio. Get into the real hip-hop, all right? Peace.
Hey, what's going on? It's your friendly neighborhood superhero, Gene Gray, and you are listening to Die For Radio.
Hey, yo, this Rusty Jukes. You already know what crime it is. Die For Radio. Tune in or get tuned out.
1212, you already know what it is. It's your man, S-K-Y-Z-O-O. Skyzoo, live out the borough. You're now tuned in, logged on, listening to the one and only Die For Radio. Let's get to it, baby.
You already know what it is, man. It's your boy, DeFar Rock, West Coast Kings, Liquid Aficionado. You know what I mean? West up always. West really, West good. Yes, sir.
What's up with it, man? It's the MAC, y'all. Mr. MAC Mall, Mac Mall, Die For Radio. This is what it is.